Day, we can install a Honeywell system that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. Feel safe and secure in your business or in your own home. Call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003. Or log on to protectyourworldalarms.com. Log on to protectyourworldalarms.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Tens of thousands of followers of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr have taken to the streets in Baghdad. They're angry with a crackdown on militias ordered by Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. The AP's Robert Reed reports there are concerns a ceasefire ordered by the cleric could be withdrawn.
If the Shiites join in the fight now, I think we're going to see a dramatic escalation in American casualties and a very serious security crisis nationwide.
But President Bush has praise for that crackdown.
The president says Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's acted boldly to rout Iranian-backed insurgents and criminal gangs.
There's a strong commitment by the central government of Iraq to say that no one is above the law.
Plus, he says Iraqi forces are showcasing the training they got thanks to the troop surge. Speaking at the Air Force Museum, Bush appealed for patience amid fresh scenes of bloodshed, saying the end result will be terrorists are shown they have no place in a democratic Iraq. Mark Smith with the president, Dayton, Ohio.
An overnight attack on an oil pipeline in Iraq is raising concerns about supplies, driving crude oil prices up. Retail gas prices are also continuing to inch upward. On Wall Street at this hour, all of the major indices are down slightly, with the Dow down by 28 points. More troubling news today about the economy. The government reports growth slowed to less than 1% in the final 3 months of the year. Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama says tougher government regulations are needed to get a grip on the economy before it gets worse.
We let the special interests put their thumbs on the economic scales. The result has been a distorted market that creates bubbles instead of steady, sustainable growth.
Obama proposes relief for homeowners and an additional $30 billion stimulus package to address the nation's economic problems. A 20-mile stretch of interstate in Virginia was shut down for nearly 6 hours after someone shot at several vehicles. Suspects are still being sought. This is AP Radio News. More planes are grounded today to inspect wiring. Delta is the latest airline to cancel its flights.
This will affect approximately 275 flights throughout the course of the review, which began yesterday and goes late into tonight.
The inspections come almost 3 weeks after the FAA ordered a check of maintenance records of all U.S. airlines. The FDA is investigating a possible link between Merck's allergy drug Singulair and suicide. There have been reports of mood changes, suicidal behavior, and suicide in patients who have taken the drug. The governor of Puerto Rico is charged with 19 counts in a campaign finance probe, including conspiracy to violate U.S. federal campaign laws. Anabel Acevedo Vila is a superdelegate for the Democratic Party who has pledged to support Barack Obama. He served in Washington as the island's non-voting delegate to Congress. Rapper T.I. is expected to plead guilty to federal weapons charges. He was arrested in October just hours before he was to headline the BET Hip Hop Awards. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Capsaicin, number one doctor and pharmacist recommended topical applied ingredient for powerful relief from arthritis. Available in cream or no-mess liquid applicator.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
SpeakTheTruthToPower.com and 1480 KPHX proudly present A Night with Ray McGovern, Friday, April 11th at Grace Lutheran Church.
Be informed and inspired by Patriot Ray McGovern, a 27-year CIA veteran that has briefed seven presidents, defied the power of the Bush administration, and confronted Donald Rumsfeld and his lies.
Now McGovern is spreading the truth about our involvement in Iraq and Iran and what influence you can have on these policies. Tickets are going fast at SpeakTheTruthToPower.com.
$14.80 in advance and $20 at the door. Meet Ray McGovern from 6:30 to 7 p.m. and participate in the program from 7 to 8:30.
Get your tickets today at SpeakTheTruthToPower.com or call 480-650-0746.
Special thanks to Arizona Alliance for Peace and Justice,
Phoenix Chapter of Progressive Democrats of America,
Ron Lavitt,
and Esprit de Corps Gallery.
Get your tickets today at speakthetruthtopower.com.
There's a new show on Saturdays at noon called Project Mayhem, hosted by Martin Grant. Project Mayhem is an innovative show where we will discuss how the Democrats should be taking their gloves off in this all-important election year, and why singing Kumbaya is not going to get Hillary or Obama into the White House. That's Project Mayhem, Saturdays at noon, right here on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Whether it's across town or down to Tombstone, out to Ahwatukee or up to Flagstaff, Lightning Courier Service delivers. From a letter to a truckload, Lightning Courier Service provides on-demand, exclusive statewide service with guaranteed delivery by professional drivers. They know time is money, and they'll save you both with the speed of lightning. For more information, log on to lightningcourierservice.com or call 480-922-4929. For service that's lightning fast, call 480-922-4929.
The oil executives are having a laugh. They know that on the day George W. Bush took office, the average price of a gallon of gasoline was $1.52. It took over a century to reach that price. It took just 7 years and one Texas oil man as president to more than double it. It's time for us to start thinking about getting the last laugh. Activate your passion. 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Tom Hartman,
welcome to the Free Speech Zone.
And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Tom Hartman here with you. Boy, some just absolutely amazing things in the news today. This meltdown in Iran, or in Iraq, in Iraq rather, this concerns me tremendously. And McCain's perspective on this concerns me, frankly, even more. First of all, this from the Times Online. The price of crude oil surged this morning after saboteurs bombed one of Iran's, or one of Iraq's. Jeez. Now John McCain's got me doing it, right? Bombed one of Iraq's main oil pipelines in what was feared to be a backlash attack by powerful Shia Muslim militias. This is the attack is being seen as an act of retaliation for the government's campaign to crack down on the Shia private armies, many of them Iranian-backed, which have exerted a powerful and violent influence over the south and center of Iraq. So basically what you have here is Sadr's Shia army, is now going after the Shia-owned, Shia-dominated, Shia-controlled government of Iraq. And which has been making perfunctory gestures towards bringing in the Sunnis with this new anti-debathification law, which actually turns out could actually keep Sunnis out of the government. The Sunnis are feeling very disenfranchised. So we stepped in because the Sunnis were killing our guys. And we said, we'll take 60, 70, 80,000, maybe as many as 100,000 Sunnis, and we'll pay them $10 a week. If they form these, there's a bunch of different names for them, Freedom and Daylight and Daybreak and whatnot, Dawning, militias, these new Sunni militias that will not attack Americans, but will just kind of keep the streets clean and keep the Al-Qaeda guys out of the Sunni neighborhoods, keep the extremists out of the Sunni. So they've been taking our money, but our money's been routed through the government in Iraq, and the government in Iraq is now not all that enthusiastic about paying the Sunni militias anymore, and so now they're not getting paid, and so they're starting to shoot at us. And now you've got the Shia government and the Shia militias fighting with each other, and they just blew up this pipeline overnight. And one of the major, Basra is a major oil port in the south, or near to a port city. And I'm just very concerned that if this thing melts down really fast in a really big way, we're going to have soldiers and contractors caught in a crossfire that they may not be able to get out of, and you're going to have, you know, 20, 30 million civilians who are not of military age, and I mean, who won't participate in the conflict, but will be absolute right in the crosshair victims. So John McCain yesterday gave this speech in which he was talking about these autocratic regimes. And this is the interesting thing about this, is there are parts of this analysis with which I agree, and there are parts of this analysis that are just, well, let's go through it, because this, frankly, really concerns me. This is neocon 101. This is Strauss 101. This is Bill Kristol 101. This is the Dick Cheney Project for a New American Century. This is their core organizing principle. And what's so insidious about it is that there is a strong element of truth to it. But the therefore that they draw out of that truth is where it melts down and goes crazy. So here's from John McCain's talk yesterday.
For decades in the greater Middle East, we had a strategy of relying on autocrats to provide order and stability. We relied on the Shah of Iran and autocratic rulers of Egypt, the generals of Pakistan, the Saudi royal family, and even for a time, on Saddam Hussein.
See, now this is the theory that was put forth, or the observation that was put forth by people like, I believe it was Samuel Huntington, and there was a variety of neoconservative writers and philosophers and whatnot, who were writing books in the 80s, well, throughout the late 70s, the 70s, the 80s, into the 90s, suggesting that our foreign policy, saying basically the same thing that progressives had been saying for a century, you know, since we were running banana republics in the late 1900s or in the mid-1900s in Central America, that essentially economic imperialism and the propping up of dictators overseas is not a good idea. Ultimately, it's not in our best interest, even though if over the short term, it's in the interest of some of our economic elites. In this case, in the Middle East, this is all in the interest of ExxonMobil and Chevron and the other economic elites, Halliburton, associated with the oil industry. So McCain continues.
In the late 1970s, that strategy began to unravel. The Shah was overthrown by the radical Islamic revolution that now rules in Tehran. The ensuing ferment in the Muslim world produced increasing instability. The autocrats clamped down with ever greater repression.
And again, he's right. And they did it, in a large part, at our behest, because we saw our economic interests. We funded the Shah of Iran. We overthrew a democratically elected government in Iran to replace them with the Shah of Iran. We helped overthrow a democratically elected government in Iraq. In other words, we took apart democracies to install autocracies because it was in our economic interest, because in both cases, in Iran and Iraq, those governments, those democratically elected governments, had moved to nationalize their own oil. So McCain is giving kind of half the history, you know, as if it had always been autocratic. But nonetheless, it's a relatively accurate snapshot of the recent past.
While also surreptitiously aiding Islamic radicalism abroad in the hopes that they would not become its victims.
Now, this is what he's talking about here. And again, the analysis, you know, in a large part is accurate, is, for example, that we were funding Osama bin Laden and the Mujahideen in Afghanistan in their battle against the Soviet Union. And it helped bankrupt the Soviet Union. You know, the whole Charlie Wilson's war scenario, the movie was very imperfect, but there is a large grain of truth to that we were funding this and that we were supporting the Saudis, who had made a deal with the devil, with the Wahhabists, and they were then exporting these radical and virulent strains of Islam.
It was a toxic and explosive mixture. The oppression of the autocrats blended with the radical Islamist dogmatic theology to produce a perfect storm of intolerance and hatred.
See, and again, McCain's speechwriter, you know, obviously this isn't the way John McCain talks, you know, but his speechwriter did a really good job with this thing in defining this, and frankly, and not, you know, the irony is, if you want to place blame for this, you can go back to a series of administrations. Frankly, there are Democratic as well as Republican administrations. But Reagan was one of the biggest boosters of this kind of a worldview. You know, one of the absolute biggest boosters of the let's support the tyrants. You know, the whole Iran-Contra thing. Let's overthrow, you know, in Nicaragua. Let's Ortega. Let's you know, he was one of the absolute biggest boosters of the, and you go back to the Nixon, Eisenhower-Nixon administration, and Nixon was in charge of the Cuba division of that, and you know, Castro took over in 58 or 59 while Nixon was vice president. And because we were supporting Batista, and the people were like, you know, we hate this. So people will rise up against autocrats, and they'll say enough already. So McCain continues.
We can no longer delude ourselves that relying on those outdated autocracies is the safest bet.
Now, this is where it gets dangerous. So now he's saying, all right, we've been relying on these tyrants. Now, he, as I said, he conveniently overlooks the fact that in many cases we put these tyrants in place. He does acknowledge that we have supported them. We've been relying on these tyrants. And again, he doesn't mention that the reason why is to support our economic interests, by and large, in the region. But he says we can no longer rely on these autocrats. Okay, if we can't rely on the autocrats, then what do we need? Well, the neoconservative worldview says what you need is democracy, which sounds just great. It sounds great. I mean, it seems to make perfect sense, right? We need democracy in the Middle East.
They no longer provide lasting stability, only the illusion of it. We must not act rashly or demand change overnight.
Now, that's the problem. See, he says we must not act rashly or demand change overnight, yet that's exactly what his policies are prescribing. That's exactly what the Bush Doctrine is. Invade Iraq, regime change. Support, you know, support the MEC, the terrorists in Iran, which we're doing aggressively. Prepare for a regime change. Prepare to bomb Iran. Prepare, you know, overthrow these governments. Destabilize these governments. And the consequences of that are every bit as horrific as the consequences of initially installing these autocrats, which caused the people to say, wait a minute, we don't want the autocrat. Who are we going to rally around? And the only thing left is the church, basically, the mosque, because that's the only institution that's intact in society. And so the crazies in the mosque end up in control in the streets. Bad formula. 16 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, where despair is not an option. Get active. The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Tests show that within minutes of petting a dog or cat, both people and cats release natural, beneficial hormones into their bloodstream. Higgins and I both feel better when he's purring, but he also likes a good battle or stalking some unsuspecting person. Because Purina One Nutrition targets your pet's specific health needs, you should see a healthy difference in your pet after feeding Purina One for just 30 days. Some changes you may not be able to see on the outside, but you can be sure they're happening on the inside. The natural fiber blend in Purina One's hairball formulas minimizes hairballs and promotes healthy digestion. Antioxidants, including selenium and vitamin E for immune health. It's made with real poultry or fish for strong muscles and a healthy heart. Even though I can't see what's happening inside, I still know Higgins has changed for the better since our switch to Purina One 2 years ago, because he looks brighter and healthier and has great energy. My cat is healthier inside and out thanks to Purina One. Could a change in pet food change your cat's health for the better? Find out. Call 1-866-380-MEOW, 1-866-380-MEOW, for your free 3.5-pound bag of one of the 9 Purina One formulas that are available. Call today, 1-866-380-MEOW.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Viva O'Neill with 1480-KPHX. If you are looking to heat up your business, call 602-257-1351 or log on to 1480kphx.com and click on Advertise.
And now, the top 5 reasons to shop at Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center on 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. Number 5, natural pet foods, supplements, and fresh baked treats for doggies and kitties. Number 4, toys, cuddly or tough toys, frisbees, fetch, tennis, rope, talking, squeaking. Number 3, voted best all-in-one pet store by New Times and Phoenix Magazine. Number 2, do-it-yourself doggy wash. Come in and get the dirt off. We've got the apron, brushes and combs, shampoo, cream rinse, towels, and dryer. And the number one reason to go to Wag & Wash Healthy Pet Center? They have everything your pet needs in one cool place. Open 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. all week and 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on the weekend. Wash them, feed them, spoil them, all in one cool place. Call 602-462-WASH or stop in today. Wag & Wash Healthy Pet Center on 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School Road.
How satisfying would it be for you to know that a construction job you helped manage is now a functioning building, home, or development? The construction industry needs qualified people to plan and coordinate various phases of construction projects. But to get to that level, you need to develop knowledge and skills, the kind that are taught in the construction management program at ITT Technical Institute. Call 1-800-338-4571. ITT Tech's bachelor degree program in construction management helps graduates prepare for career opportunities in a variety of entry-level positions in the construction management field. Classes meet just a few days a week to help you balance school with your life, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Learn more about pursuing your degree in this high-demand field. Call now for a brochure on the construction management program at ITT Tech. Call 1-800-338-4571. 1-800-338-4571. That's 1-800-338-4571.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Oh, everyone believes in emptiness to everything. Oh, everyone believes and no one's going quiet.
21 minutes past there. See, here's where the neoconservative philosophy becomes really, really toxic and really dangerous. It, on the one hand, correctly suggests, and this is why it's neoconservative rather than conservative, correctly suggests that democracy is the natural state of humans. True conservatives don't believe that. They believe that kingdom and hierarchy is the natural state of humans. Neoconservatives believe democracy is the natural state of humans. It incorrectly assumes that that democracy will exist regardless of the circumstances of those humans. And the fact of the matter is that when people feel that the basic human needs, identified by Abraham Maslow as hierarchy of human needs, safety, security, when these basic human needs are not fulfilled, they cannot exist in a state of democracy. This is the problem. This is my assertion. See, the neoconservatives are saying, oh, yeah, you know, if you simply bomb them back into the Stone Age, they will rebuild it as a democracy. No, that's not how it works, as we're seeing in Iraq. That's not how, as we've seen all around the world, you know, over 200 years, over thousands of years, arguably. If you bomb them back to the Stone Age, what will happen is you're going to have clawing and scratching and scraping, and it's really a Thomas Hobbes world, because people are below that threshold of Maslow's. They're below that need for safety and security. They're insecure and they're unsafe, and they know it. They're hungry. This is what Franklin Roosevelt said. He said, a necessitous man is not a free man. In other words, if you don't know where your next meal is coming from, if you don't know if you're going to continue to be employed, if you don't know that you have health care available to you, you are not free. And if you're not free, you can't participate in a democracy. And so, yes, the natural state of humans is democratic, small d. But no, you can't simply go into a government, kick over the beehive, and say, okay, it's going to be self-organizing. But that's the philosophy the neocons have. And in fact, here's McCain, again, directly addressing that from his speech yesterday.
Nine. But neither can we pretend the status quo is sustainable, stable, or in our interests. Change is occurring whether we want it to or not. The only question for us is whether we shape this change in ways that benefit humanity or let our enemies seize it for their hateful purposes.
See, and this is basically code for the world is changing, and it is. And are we going to force that change in a way that is going to be beneficial to the United States or not? Now, I believe that we should participate in that change in a way that's beneficial to the United States, and so does John McCain. And here's where I, as a liberal, and liberal in the sense of the Enlightenment liberal, of John Locke liberal, of Thomas Jefferson liberal, of James Madison liberal, of George Washington liberal, of Abraham Lincoln liberal, of Franklin Roosevelt liberal, this is where I, as a Jack Kennedy liberal, this is where I, as a liberal, differ from the neoconservatives, the Ronald Reagan neoconservatives, the Dick Cheney neoconservatives. This is where I differ from them. They suggest that the way to bring about democracy is at the barrel of a gun. You force it on people. I submit to you that the way to bring about democracy is to raise the living standard of people until they're above that threshold, until they know that they are safe and secure. This is what we did after World War II. This is what we did in Japan. This is what we did in Germany. This is what we helped the rest of Europe do. You rebuild the country. You rebuild the infrastructure. You do all those things that conservatives and neoconservatives are absolutely opposed to because they believe in this mythology of the so-called free market. They think it just throw it open to corporate forces around the world and every problem will be solved. It's a fallacy. If we want to shape the events in the Middle East, the way to do it is not by increasingly arming both sides. The way to do it is not by taking sides and overthrowing governments that we consider autocratic, even those that are our allies. I mean, McCain comes right up to the edge here of saying that we should help overthrow the governments of Egypt and Saudi Arabia. You do that, you're going to have something that's going to make the Taliban look like a picnic. It gets back to the question of why did Hamas win in Gaza? Why is Hezbollah tolerated in southern Lebanon? It's not because of some kind of shared hatred of Israel. That's really a secondary or even a tertiary factor. Israel is the bugbear. They're using that as the excuse. The bottom line is that these terrorist organizations, from our point of view, And rightfully so, certainly from the point of the view of the Israelis, these terrorist organizations are building hospitals, they're building schools, and they're feeding people, and they're providing employment to people. The employment may not be the kind of employment that we think is a good thing. They're forming militias and things like that. That's what Sadr is doing. It's what Sadr is doing right now in Sadr City in Baghdad. It's what he's doing in Basra. He is feeding people. He's providing them with health care. He's providing them with a basic social safety net. He's providing them with education, with these religious schools, and he is meeting their basic safety and security needs. And so when the whack jobs, when the crazies meet the basic safety and security needs of the people migrate to the crazies. It should be us who's providing the basic safety and security of the people. Instead, what we're doing is destroying it. Look at Iraq right now. Iraq is devastated as a consequence of neoconservative philosophies. And now John McCain wants to take that neoconservative philosophy and export it to more and more countries in the region. This is a prescription for hell. This is a prescription to bring about that Armageddon that Hagee and some of McCain's most virulent and toxic supporters are so fond of. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m. Tom Hartman at 9. Weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code BLUE to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, BLUE, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code BLUE. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
On the highway, I'm Rita Foley. The search is on in Virginia for one, maybe two gunmen who shot at cars on an interstate. Two people were hurt. For several hours overnight, they had to close down Interstate 64 in the Charlottesville area. The FDA is investigating a possible link between the allergy drug Singulair and suicide. The FDA says it's reviewing reports of mood changes, suicidal behavior, and suicide in some patients who have taken the drug. It was Merck's best-selling product last year. The economy nearly sputtered out in the final few months of last year.
Our economy is in a recession.
That is Barack Obama this morning in a major policy address. And tens of thousands of Shiites have taken to the streets of Baghdad to protest the Iraqi government's crackdown on Shiite militias. The demonstrations come amid a third day of violence between gunmen and Iraqi forces. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-339-4151 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-339-4151. 1-800-339-4151.
Sundays at 2 p.m., the Voice of Arizona.com radio show is back with a new two-hour format, which means more time for your opinions to be heard. Voice of Arizona.com is the only show where the discussion never ends because it continues online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So tell your friends that the Voice of Arizona.com radio show is back on Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. Advertising on 1480 KPHX has not only helped my business grow, I also love advertising on a station who shares my values. So when you need bookkeeping services, call me at 480-946-2484. However, if you'd like to grow your business and put your money where your mouth is, contact 1480 KPHX.
This is Mari Connor with 1480 KPHX. To turn the volume up on your business, visit the advertising section at 1480kphx.com.
Stephanie Miller.
I heard him recite a list of horrible things that Barack Obama wasn't. And then he'd ask, but what if he was? Wouldn't we like to know?
Sean's very good with the list. He's very listy.
Yeah, let's do the same thing with Hannity. I mean, I'm not saying Sean Hannity likes to cover himself in rice pudding and have sex with puppies, but what if he did? Wouldn't we like to know?
Give him a fox sting. That's the fox question.
The Stephanie Miller Show, early weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX. Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
The hour.
Tom Hartman here back with you. And boy, the piggies are out.
It's 291 billion pounds, Dr. Calculus.
Well, let me see. That would be 145 million and a half tons of the
refuse.
Yeah, refuse per every day. And by the year, let me figure, over 53 million tons of
manure?
Manure, yeah. By comparison, the pyramid of the Pharaoh Cheops weighs about 690 million tons, which means that every 4 and 3, you've got a pile of this,
excrement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the bigger piggies and the starched white shirts you have to worry about. Jeff Manning writing in the Oregonian today. Our state, you know, our local newspaper here, has obtained a memo from J.P. Morgan Chase. This is an internal memo from J.P. Morgan Chase titled Zippy Cheats and Tricks. Well, here, I'll just read you the first two paragraphs of the, by Jeff Manning in today's Oregonian. A newly surfaced memo from banking giant J.P. Morgan Chase provides a rare glimpse into the mentality that fueled the mortgage crisis. The memo's title says it all. Zippy Cheats and Tricks. It is a primer on how to get risky mortgage loans approved by Zippy, Chase's in-house automated loan underwriting system. The secret to approval? Inflate the borrower's income or otherwise falsify their loan application. And, gee, we wonder about the wonders of unregulated capitalism and, you know, laissez-faire capitalism. Not to trash capitalism in and of itself, but laissez-faire capitalism, unregulated capitalism. It's crazy. Henry in Pennsylvania, 866-303-2270, by the way, our number, tomhartman.com if you want to drop in, and airamerica.com for our blogs and our live chat room. Hey, Henry, what's up?
Oh, and I tell you what, you bring up a lot of good points today, but I just want to say it like this. I understand what you're talking about. As a country, we're responsible to help Iraq build hospitals, schools, help create jobs, you know, put power and, you know, basic infrastructure back in that country. But my problem is this. We got a president, and not just him, his whole crony staff to go along with it. We can't even get them to take care of things here, like money for our school systems, to stop corporations taking jobs overseas, to deal with the problems of healthcare system and prescription drug costs and things of that nature. They put Band-Aids on big holes, but the thing is, it's still bleeding. And my thing is, if we can't take care of our home first, how are we going to take care of somebody else?
Yeah, very well said, Henry. Very well said. And the reality is that just like at home, these guys don't believe that social programs, don't believe that helping people get their bootstraps that they can pull themselves up by, they don't believe that that is a legitimate function of government. So they're not providing that as a legitimate function of government in Iraq. They're not doing it here in the United States. I would argue that for probably what we spend in 1 week in Iraq, if we simply gave that money to Iraqis to spend in Iraqi dinars, in local currency, to hire local people. I mean, we're able to hire Sunnis for $10 a week not to kill us. That's what a salary is there. And we're paying Halliburton $500,000 a year per person that they're putting into the country to put Americans in there. And the people in Iraq are looking around going, oh, you know, these Americans are making $500,000, or they're making $100,000. Halliburton's making $500,000, and you got Iraqis who would, you know, the average income in Iraq was $500 a year before we invaded. We could have helped them rebuild that country for nothing compared to what we've spent. And you're absolutely right; we need to be rebuilding this country as well. It has to be step one. Tom in Minneapolis. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom. Earlier you were talking about, and I disagree with you, but I just want to pick your brain a little bit. You said that a true conservative doesn't believe in democracy, but rather kingdom and hierarchy, you know, the natural order of humans.
Right. I mean, read Russell Kirk's book.
Right,
Edmund Burke's writings.
I agree with you on that. But yeah. Then you said the neoconservatives, they do believe in democracy, but they actually just misunderstand it. But I think actually it's just that word democracy they like to throw around, but they're thinking capitalism. When they use the word democracy, they're not thinking like you and me as liberals. They use the word freedom to mean laissez-faire capitalism. When you and I say freedom, we're thinking about democracy.
Yeah, to a large extent, you're right. Although when you read some of the early writings, I actually quoted some of them in What Would Jefferson Do? Mm-hmm. Some of the studies that are done, you know, this whole study that was done at the University of California, I believe it was, back about 6-8 years ago, that showed that no two democracies had ever attacked each other.
Right.
And, I mean, that came out of the neoconservatives. And their promotion of the idea that if people have a say in whether or not there's war or peace, they'll always choose peace. And there's some truth to that. The problem is, you're absolutely right, that number one, they don't understand what democracy means. They don't
right.
understand actually how democracies work. They don't understand the importance of governance. But keep in mind, the neoconservative movement actually came out of the left. The neoconservative movement was formed by old Trotskyites and hardline left folks left over from the 50s and 60s and early 70s,
right.
who then became the new left, and then they became the new right, and then they were labeled by I believe, a liberal as neoconservative. I don't remember the name of the guy who first used that word, but he wasn't one of them. It was a derisive term originally, and then people like Irving Kristol, Bill Kristol's father, adopted that and embraced that and said, yes, we are the neo. And at that time, that was as we were going into the so-called Reagan Revolution. At that time, the word conservative was really cool, so being a neoconservative sounded even better.
Okay.
And you know,
so
but maybe, that's the genesis of the whole thing.
So maybe it's just these liberals who, we have greedy liberals on our side too, and maybe it was these guys who said, well, you know, let's define democracy with more laissez-faire capitalism.
Yeah, they're like libertarians
yeah.
and the Ayn Rand folks. The problem is they are absolute idealists. They believe in a world that never has been and never will be, and they don't get the reality on the ground of just the fundamental needs of people. And spot on, Tom. Thank you very much for the call and for your comment. Well said. Doug in Royal Oak, Michigan. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Tom. Nice talking to you. Happy spring.
Thank you, and the same to you, Doug.
All right. Basically, you're pretty much spot on using that term as far as that goes. The neocon way of nation building obviously doesn't work, and I like the liberal way of nation building, which is like helping people. And
right, it's the Marshall Plan.
And moving along. The Marshall Plan, exactly. And like I was saying to the screener, we're getting to the point where our economy is not going to support the liberal way of nation building because we just can't afford to do it for people anymore. It's unfortunate, but that's about what it's
Well, and this is where we need to be bringing the rest of the world together. I mean, the Arab League has so much money. And
sure.
Iraq and Afghanistan are right in their backyard. And with you know, a half a week's oil revenue from the combined countries of the Gulf States, the combined non-combatant countries of the Gulf States, they could, in local currencies, you know, probably start go a long way toward rebuilding every hospital and school in Afghanistan and Iraq. And as those institutions of civil society come alive, then democracy will come alive, not the other way around.
Right. And, of course, that leads to people looking to us as leaders of the world to do something about it, and that goes into the campaign. I mean, as a former Edwards supporter and now a marginal Obama supporter, but a definite Democratic supporter, I think Obama is starting to use the war is the economy stupid mantra versus it's definitely coming out. I think he wanted to save it for the general campaign because in mid to late October it would have definitely hammered the point home. Unfortunately, he's going to have to use it to put Hillary away.
I think it still will in mid to late October, barring an October surprise, and that's the big wild card. Doug, thanks a lot for the call. Well said. Warren in New York City. Hey, Warren.
Hey, Tom. Just a couple of points. The reason I called was because there's a Glenn Greenwald post up now that in which has a Charlie Rose interview with a couple of Iraqis who were talking about how the invasion was bound to fail to bring about a democratic regime because of, well, principally because of the Maslow principle, that the infrastructure had been bombed out in 1991, and then with the sanctions regime that had been in place for a dozen years,
right,
there was simply no way to meet basic needs.
Right. This is how during the Clinton years, 500,000 children died in Iraq.
Right. Exactly. And they bring this out very vividly. So I would recommend that people go to Glenn's site and look at that.
Glenn Greenwald.
Glenn Greenwald, yeah, he has something like what you can and can't say on television, something like that.
Yeah.
But
okay,
just on the Straussians, can I say something?
Sure.
Because you picked up on this. I think that they are, there's something about what they do which is a little tricky, but it's very different than what you were saying. They are masters of doublespeak. I mean, they read everybody. They read Lincoln. They read Spinoza.
Leo Strauss recommended that. You know, it's you trick people for their own good, for their own benefit. You know?
Right. And they have this whole reading of all these giants, and they say, well, they said one thing for the popular masses, but they really meant another.
Right.
And I think that's how to understand the way they use democracy. They are masters of, you know, in Orwell, you know, he says at one point in 1984 that the best users of doublethink are the inner party.
Right.
They're the, you know, which is just thinking, which is just a phrase for double talk.
Yeah, and this is what McCain's speech was yesterday.
And they are themselves tied up in their own socks. I mean, I think the better way to understand, I would not even give them the word democracy. Democracy is just an extension of the principle, if you do to other people what you would have them do to you.
Yeah.
Which is precisely.
Well, maybe we should call it chaos or anarchy, because really I'd say that at a certain level they are anarchists, and they believe that out of anarchy something good will come, and it just doesn't work that way. Warren, your point is well made. Thank you very much. We're out of time. Here, John McCain again.
Must help expand the power and reach of freedom, using many of our strengths as a free people.
Yeah.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, your radio support group for We the People.
Randy Rhodes at noon, Jeff Barrios at 3, weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
Instead of paying more for car insurance, you'd rather pay less. Call you crazy, but for some strange reason, you like saving money. And guess what? With things like money-saving rates, multi-car discounts, and good driver discounts, GEICO's always looking for ways to lower what you pay for great car insurance. Huh. Guess you can call us crazy, too.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Just call in and let it rip.
John McCain is no moderate. John McCain is no maverick. John McCain is simply an extension of a Bush third term.
A McCain economic program will be absolutely more of the same.
He's just a yes man because Bush slapped him around like he was some child every time he disagreed with him, and he fell right in line and started kissing his hand or something.
Want to share your ideas? Call in 866-303-2270. Let your voice be heard.
Hey, Phoenix, Stephanie Miller here, and if you've been listening to the station, I'm sure you've heard me talk about the importance of supporting local businesses in the Valley. Well, one locally owned mortgage company stands out from the crowd. Of course, I'm talking about 76 Mortgage. 76 Mortgage has been a proud sponsor of 1480 KPHX from the very beginning. They're not only a progressive company, but they're the best at finding the right loan for every unique situation. Whether you're shopping around for the best rate or looking for great customer service and fast closes, 76 Mortgage delivers. And keep in mind that mortgage rates are still really low, so if you're looking to purchase a property, refinance your current mortgage, or looking to consolidate debt, now is the time, and 76 Mortgage should be your first call. For your free mortgage analysis, call 76 Mortgage at 602-265-LOAN, or how about logging on to 76mortgage.com, or just give them a jingle right now. 602-265-LOAN today. Tell them Stephanie sent you.
BK number 0907413.
76 Mortgage. Call 602-265-LOAN now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls, I love this business.
Go to freedom59.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom59.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 59.com. Freedom59.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Your long-term financial objective may be to fund your children's college education or guarantee your own retirement security. Hi, I'm Donna Greathouse, a New York life insurance agent. Call me today at 480-840-2370. That's 480-840-2370. I can help determine which insurance and financial products can best help you meet your needs. The key to achieving your financial objectives with your business is advertising. When I was looking to grow my customer base, I called 1480 KPHX. Their team helped design an effective advertising campaign that meets my needs and attracts new customers to my business.
This is Viva O'Neill with 1480 KPHX. To move your business forward, call 602-257-1351 or log on to our website at 1480kphx.com and click on Advertise.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Don't get distracted.
And welcome back. 9.5 minutes before the hour. Just a reminder, I'll be live from our affiliate KMPT 930 Missoula, Montana tomorrow. And for our listeners in Missoula at 2 o'clock tomorrow, I'll be giving a talk at the Holiday Inn Parkside at 200 South Patty in Missoula. Talk is free and open to the public, and I'll be signing copies of my books. The talk will be basically about my new book, Cracking the Code. Also, the Tom Hartman Program brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU 1199 fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans, because keeping our families healthy should be a right and not a privilege. Larry Adelman is with us. He is the executive producer of a new PBS 7-part miniseries, Unnatural Causes. Is Inequality Making Us Sick? Larry, welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Very glad to have you with us. We've been talking in this hour about how if people's fundamental needs are not met in a country, then a democracy can't function well. And increasingly it seems that, you know, that's the kind of the political side of it. Increasingly it seems that as inequality spreads in America, as democracy is arguably diminished as a consequence of that, so is our health.
Well, Sir Michael Marmot, who is, despite his... as being knighted, is in fact one of the leading public health experts in the world, says the measure of a society could well be look at the measure of the health of its population.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great measure to use. Yeah. And this is a show, you know, this is not Sicko. Sicko looked at our repair shops. Great film. Loved it. That's medical care. What this series looks at is why are we getting sick in the first place? What's causing the wear and tear in our engines? And why is that wear and tear so differentially distributed by race and by class?
So what is the cause of that wear and tear? Why are we getting sick? And, well, you know, let me toss it back to you.
Well, all right. How many hours do we got here?
Well, you know, you can give us a tease, you know, the short version of it, the elevator speech.
Well, the thing is, there's no silver bullet. But the fact is, what's interesting is that, first of all, is that what researchers have found and what's so interesting is that it's not just that there's the poor are sicker than the rich. I mean, what would be so surprising about that, right?
Mm.
You look at any homeless person, you know that the wear and tear of life on the street takes a toll.
Right.
But the wear and tear of also just trying to living from paycheck to paycheck takes a toll on the body. The wear and tear of being a middle manager takes a toll on the body. The wear and tear of having to drive a two-hour commute to get to work and back takes a wear and tear in the body. That increasingly jobs don't have any job security, that you can be laid off at any time. And if you do, you're on your own. In those famous words of economist Jared Bernstein, you know, we're a yo-yo society. You're on your own.
Right.
And, of course, then you have this gradient, this continuous gradient of pyramid. At every step on the pyramid, people tend, on average, to be sicker than those above them and poor, better off than those beneath them.
It sounds almost like you're saying the wear and tear on the mind takes a wear and tear on the body as well.
Well, it's both.
Or on the emotions.
They work together. And what's interesting is that now you're getting into chronic stress, right? Mm. And that's part of the deal here. I mean, there's material deprivation. Obviously, if you can't eat your 5 to 7 fruits and vegetables a day because you live in a food desert, you know, where there's no supermarkets, only mom and pops and fast food, you got to take 2 unreliable buses to find some food. Or if you've got to go ahead and because of that commute, you don't have time, or you work 2 jobs, that's real deprivation. You can't eat well. Or if you've got to spend money for fresh fruits and vegetables, that is a lot more expensive than the calories you can get in Jack in the Box.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're driving at, and what's so interesting, and where a lot of the new research it takes us, is the way in which that chronic stress response is triggered because we don't have control over the forces that impinge upon our lives. You know, we've got this still in our head, is imprinted this notion of the high-powered chief executive, the CEO who's dropping dead of heart attacks, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we think of. It's not true.
The CEOs are actually doing quite well, thank you very much. The bottom end of Maslow's pyramid is covered for them.
There you go. It's the subordinates who are dropping dead. And that's the difference between pressure and stress. We all face pressure, right? Putting on this show, I'm sure, puts a lot of pressure on you.
Let me tell you about it.
But the question is whether or not you have the resources, you can access the resources to manage the pressures that impinge upon your life. So let's think about that CEO for a minute. A lot of pressure, right? What else has got that CEO, has the CEO have? Lots of advisors, lots of consultants, places he can go for help. The CEO, he or she gives orders, doesn't take orders. People out there beck and call, has powered lunches, I'm sure, are well-respected, well-remunerated, and when it's all over, can take that sailboat vacation to Aruba if they don't call for out-call massage. That's not an option that the rest of us have. The further down,
we don't all have the Elliot Spitzer option.
Exactly. You know, we won't go there.
Yeah. Well, no. The point is that there is when Franklin Roosevelt back in 1936, when he was accepting his nomination for his second term as president, he said, an old English judge once said, "A necessitous man is not a free man." In other words, if you don't know where your next meal is coming from, if you're concerned that you're one nasty word from your boss away from being homeless or losing your health care, then you're not free. And if you're not free, you're not unstressed, shall we say. You know, is the sequence making sense here? We have about a half a minute.
Okay, yeah. Take a woman who's got told the story of having to take a bus to drop her kid off at child care, 45 minutes in one direction, 40 minutes in another direction to get to work. If she's late three times, if she's tardy 3 times, she's fired.
Right.
That's chronic stress.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the kind of thing that is grinding down Americans. And this is why Americans are not doing as well as, for example, the Swedes or the French or the Germans, where they have a fairly high level of job security.
Or even the Greeks or the Jordanians, people who are much poorer than us, or Costa Ricans live longer than us, Slovenians. We're now 29th in life expectancy. Time.
Right, because they have the social safety net and the economic social safety net that we don't, that we lack.
Well, they got that, and they have a commitment that we're in it together.
Yeah, there you go. Larry Adelman, Unnatural Causes is the series. Is Inequality Making Us Sick? The website, if you want to read all about it and get the dates and times and places and everything else, unnaturalcauses.org. Larry, thanks for dropping by.
Hey, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
57 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person?
Will Israel ever see an end to violence? How will the war against Iraq's insurgents impact Israel? Will changes on the Supreme Court have any effect on the Jewish community? Is anti-Semitism in Europe on the rise? What can be done about it? For a look behind the headlines, read the foreword, The Nation's Jewish newspaper.
The foreword reveals the personalities, motivations, and histories that are fueling the news abroad. The foreword also provides an in-depth look at issues affecting us at home, with comprehensive reports on everything from politics and religion to culture and the arts. It even has its own matchmaking section for Jewish singles. Try 4 weeks free, then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free. Call now, 800-845-2300 for the foreword. That's 800-845-2300.
There is no reason to live in fear, and your home in particular should be somewhere you can relax. Your home is no place to be fearful, yet we all know someone who was caught unprepared. The bottom line is, you have a family and pets you are responsible for. Protect Your World Alarms wants your home to be your haven. Protect Your World Alarms is locally owned and provides alarms for asset protection to monitor carbon monoxide levels and alert you to fires. Protect Your World Alarms offers a complete range of home security solutions, to include the latest security cameras so you can monitor your home or business online 24 hours a day. For less than a dollar a day, we can install a Honeywell system that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. To find out if your home is at risk, call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003, or log on to protectyourworldalarms.com. Your home is not just a house, it's your whole world. Log on to protectyourworldalarms.com or call 623-205-8003.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. There are protests in the streets in Baghdad as the government cracks down on Shiite militias. Iraq's prime minister is vowing to fight to the end against the militants in the country's southern city of Basra as well. The AP's Robert Reed has the latest on the fighting.
The Iraqi army and police are not performing particularly well in Basra. The operation does not seem to have been well planned. Many of the streets in the Basra area and the neighborhoods they need to go into are too narrow for the armored vehicles. Many of the troops don't seem to know the neighborhoods.
Meanwhile, President Bush says the Iraqi government is on the right path.
Prime Minister Maliki's bold decision, and it was a bold decision, to go after the illegal groups in Basra shows his leadership and his commitment to enforce the law in an even-handed manner.
Bush says the pace of progress in Iraq is not being slowed by what he called foot dragging. He says the Iraqis are trying to build a modern democracy on the rubble of three decades of tyranny. Oil prices have spiked following the bombing of a key Iraqi oil pipeline. The latest reading on the economy confirms a slowdown in growth in the final 3 months of last year. At this hour, the markets are trading just about even. Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama is out with some economic proposals of his own.
The Democratic presidential contender says the country has lost its sense of shared prosperity. Speaking just a couple of miles from Wall Street, he said it's paying the price.
What was bad for Main Street turned out to be bad for Wall Street. Pain trickled up.
Obama proposes a $10 billion foreclosure prevention fund to help homeowners stay in their homes and lenders keep getting payments, and he called for a $30 billion economic stimulus. He derided the John McCain approach to the credit meltdown as little more than watching the crisis happen. Warren Levinson, New York.
Another 400 flights expected to be canceled through early tomorrow morning. That is, inspections are conducted on planes for both Delta and American Airlines. This is AP Radio News. The Coast Guard says a tanker that ran aground in San Francisco Bay was the only big ship that got underway that day. At least four other large vessels delayed their departure because of heavy fog. A group of monks shouting "There's no religious freedom" disrupted a carefully orchestrated visit for foreign reporters to Tibet's capital. AP's Charles Hutzler has more.
We were given a very scripted and tightly managed view of the March 14th riot in Lhasa.
Treasury Secretary Paulson will go to China next week, becoming the highest-ranking administration official to visit that country since Beijing's harsh crackdown in Tibet. State police in Virginia are on the lookout for someone who has been shooting at cars and trucks on a stretch of Interstate 64. Several vehicles were hit along an 11-mile stretch of the highway early today. Two people were injured. A portion of the road was shut down for nearly 6 hours. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Motel 6. When you need a break from the road, choose Motel 6. You always get a clean, comfortable room with the lowest price of any national chain. Motel 6 will leave the light on for you.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Pick up Fashion Fighter, the book, out now on paperback at iUniverse.com.
Kylie's just met her biological father for the first time and discovers he's lost his legs in war in Iraq. She has a million questions about soldiers, war, death, and what she can do about it. Rallying her fellow students, Kylie starts a campaign to educate others about the war. She begins to decipher a sense of the world around her and what her own growing beliefs are, as she discovers not everyone agrees with her. In fact, her new interest causes her another battle in her own home. Readers will be rooting as Kylie valiantly stands up for what she knows in her heart to be right.
Order your copy of Fashion Fighter today at iUniverse.com. This work of juvenile fiction includes a vocabulary and discussion section for parents and educators. Address the tough issues of war, peace, stepfamilies, and more with a child or teen you love. Fashion Fighter, the book at iUniverse.com.
SpeakTheTruthToPower.com and 1480KPHX proudly present A Night with Ray McGovern, Friday, April 11th at Grace Lutheran Church.
Be informed and inspired by Patriot Ray McGovern, a 27-year CIA veteran that has briefed seven presidents, defied the power of the Bush administration, and confronted Donald Rumsfeld and his lies.
Now McGovern is spreading the truth about our involvement in Iraq and Iran and what influence you can have on these policies. Tickets are going fast at SpeakTheTruthToPower.com.
$14.80 in advance and $20 at the door. Meet Ray McGovern from 6:30 to 7 p.m. and participate in the program from 7 to 8:30.
Get your tickets today at SpeakTheTruthToPower.com or call 480-650-0746.
Special thanks to Arizona Alliance for Peace and Justice,
Phoenix Chapter of Progressive Democrats of America,
Ron Lavitt,
and Esprit de Corps Gallery.
Get your tickets today at SpeakTheTruthToPower.com.
The Mike Malloy Show.
Neocon killers around him took this country into an inexcusable war based on absolute lies top to bottom. There is no truth in anything that the Bush crime family used to begin this invasion and occupation. Not one thing.
The Mike Malloy Show. Weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. The Tom Hartman Program. Now, speaking from behind the good old working class stainless steel microphone, Tom Hartman.
And welcome back. The Democrats are fairly united in their notion that global warming is real, that this is a problem, and even beyond that, that pollution in and of itself, things like mercury in the air, carbon dioxide is as a pollutant, not necessarily a toxic pollutant, but a global greenhouse gas, and you know, particulate matter, sulfur dioxide, things like this acidifying our lakes and rivers, that this is all nasty stuff. Many Republicans are in agreement. And I've been trying to figure out from the McCain website whether McCain is in support of or not in support of this this legislation, the America's Climate Security Act, and I haven't quite nailed it down yet. Perhaps Carrie Lucas will know. Carrie is the Vice President for Policy and Economics of the Independent Women's Forum, and she's also the author of The Politically Incorrect Guide to Women, Sex, and Feminism, and a senior fellow at the Goldwater Institute, the website IWF.org. Carrie Lucas, welcome to our program.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on.
Thanks for coming back on. First of all, do you know, since we're talking about the Climate Security Act, do you know what John McCain's position is on it?
Sure. John McCain is a cap-and-trade guy. I don't know that he signed on to this specific bill, but he's actually been the lead sponsor of other versions of this bill in the past. So he is definitely walking in lockstep with the Democrats.
That was my understanding. I remember during one of the debates, he said words to the effect of, you know, even if you guys are right and there is no such thing as global warming, you know, if we clean up the environment and we cut our dependence on money, you know, our stop giving money to sheikhs in Saudi Arabia or passing it along to Wahhabists, isn't that a good thing?
Sure. You know, and I think that you know, there's actually more agreement on some of these issues, in that, of course, we all think that a cleaner environment is a good thing. But I think even a lot of environmentalists question whether or not the best, the most important use of our environmental dollar, if you will, is going after reducing carbon. Because when it comes to reducing carbon, let's just assume, for the sake of this, our little conversation here for the next few minutes, that global warming is happening and that it is a problem. One of the problems, though, is that these solutions, the things that people are putting into place to try to reverse global warming, actually have very little impact on, even if we had signed Kyoto, if everybody was following the Kyoto, if all countries were complying with Kyoto Protocol, it actually wouldn't make that much of a difference by the global warming alarmist's own metric. It's not going to make.
You know, the city of Portland, Oregon, is in complete compliance with Kyoto. The state of Oregon is in compliance with Kyoto. There are a number of states around the United States that are. It was a very small first step. But now this legislation has been put forward that would put the United States on a track of cutting carbon emissions by 2% per year. It actually provides, it also reduces output in sulfur dioxide, nitrogen dioxide, and mercury. And it takes some of the money from this, let's tax the polluters system, and takes some of that money and provides it to middle and low income families to help make up for any increased energy costs and to help, you know, things like, you know, reducing their energy costs with fluorescent bulbs and things like that. It puts money as an investment into zero and low carbon technologies. I don't get it why anybody other than the industries that make their money by externalizing the costs of pollution, in other words, not paying the cost of pollution, having you and me as taxpayers pay the cost of pollution, and then profiting from the processes that cause that pollution, the sale of carbon-based products, coal and oil and whatnot, why anybody other than them would be opposed to this? What's the Independent Women's Forum take? I mean,
sure,
why?
I mean, I think that because we're concerned about the economy as well as about the environment, and it's not just something. I mean, it's nice to say, okay, we're going to take some of the costs and then give it to low-income people, but we're not talking about little that everybody's costs are going to go up by $10 or something. This is looked at over the course of the next couple decades. This would mean energy costs would double in real terms of what they are today. Our economy would be
well. They've tripled since Bush came into office.
Well, I mean, that's okay. Fair enough. So let's assume that's Bush's fault. Why would we want to go ahead and make this double it again and put more hardship? And remember, when things like energy prices come up, that means that is hardest on low income folks and people on fixed income.
Right. So let's tax the polluters. Let's tax the people who are driving up these costs. ExxonMobil is the most profitable corporation in the history of the planet. Back to the Roman Empire, nobody's made so much money.
Okay, so corporations are all terrible. Are you really think that you're going to be able to tax these corporations and they're not going to find a way to pass it on to the consumers? Of course they are.
Yes, they are. They are not going to pass it along to the consumers. They're going to pay less money to their stockholders.
So you think they're much more charitable than I do, because I think that if...
No, that's not charity. That's what happens. When corporations don't make so much profit, they reduce the dividends to their stockholders.
Let's just talk about some of the other things that happen once we start raising the cost of putting pressure on corporations, because one of the things they're going to do is they're going to start cutting jobs.
And no, they're not. They're going to start innovating.
No. They'll also move overseas. You know as well as I do, and I'm sure you've been complaining about it on your radio program in the past, this problem of outsourcing.
No, look at what's happened in Europe. In Europe, they doubled the cost of energy back 20 years ago. I used to live in Europe. Gasoline 20 years ago was cost $5 a gallon in in Europe. What did they do? They innovated. People figured out how to make houses that were more efficient, how to make cars that were more efficient. The average car in Europe right now gets around 43, 44, 45 miles per gallon. I mean, that is so far from anything that's even a goal of this legislation. That's simply because they raised the cost of energy.
Pretend for a second that you're one of these evil corporations, and you're sitting there and you're deciding...
I don't think corporations are evil.
Okay, great, neither do I, but I'm trying to work on your terms here, that you're a corporation and you're thinking about your bottom line. Right. If you are living in a... If you have one country that has decided to significantly reduce, create a big disincentive to pollute, you can either keep your factory here and try to have these more stringent regulations or pay somebody else for polluting rights, or you can say, boy, you know what? I've been paying these high health care costs. I've been paying these really high wages because of unions here in the United States. I'm going to take my, I can take my company and go someplace else where I can pollute more freely, and I can hire lower cost of labor. These are all things.
Which is exactly what we see happen. And there's a third option, and that is to say, that's fine. You can take your factory offshore and make anything you want offshore, but when you import it into the United States, there's going to be a tariff on that import that's going to reflect what it would have cost if you had manufactured it in the United States.
Okay,
so you might as well make it here. We did that for over 200 years in the United States, and it worked.
We can get into a big free trade versus a protectionism conversation on another time, because I think that there's tremendous cost to trying to create barriers for goods coming from around the world.
It built this country.
Instead, we should be trying to make ourselves more competitive. But let me just make one
Korea is doing that right now. Japan is doing that right now. China is doing that right now. I mean, if you want to import a U.S. car into China, that's a 20% import tariff. If you want to import a Chinese car into the United States, it's a 2% import tariff. Tell me what's wrong with that picture.
Because it keeps out lower costs and better quality goods that are available around the world.
It does not keep them out. It simply makes them more expensive so that people have an incentive to manufacture them here in the United States.
Obviously, it raises prices. It makes it harder on consumers. You think about it. I know that you guys all hate
it. No, it increases the income to consumers, so they have more money to buy those things.
Okay, well, this is... I want to... If you don't mind, I would rather get back to this one other point that I think is really important when you think about this legislation and kind of the whole global warming debate. There's actually a really interesting book out there, and it's written by a guy his name is Bjorn Lomborg, and he's an environmentalist.
The skeptical environmentalist.
I don't agree with him on a whole lot of stuff, but when he looks at things like... I found it very interesting. When he looks at some things like global warming and looks at... Okay,
his book has been so thoroughly debunked, Carrie. I can't believe that you're quoting Bjorn Lomborg.
Well, okay, I mean, if you think that this is the best thing we can do for the environment, when you look at all the problems out there, that going ahead and spending hundreds of billions of dollars over the next 20 years on global warming to reduce the rate of increase of our temperature by less than a percentage point, by less than 1 degree, if you think that's the best thing we can do with hundreds of billions of dollars, then go ahead. This is a great legislation for you.
I think it is, frankly, and I'm wondering why the Independent Women's Forum is not in favor of making our air cleaner and making the future of the world more secure.
Boy, I mean, that's a ridiculous question, of course. This is not, first of all, we can get into the politicalization of the global warming debate. But I also think that this is something you really do have to think about, what our top priorities are. Let's face it, from around the world, there's much greater environmental problems out there. From the problems of malaria in Africa and the use of, the potential for...
Which ties into global warming, actually. I was in Africa 2 weeks ago. Desertification and malaria are moving as a consequence of global warming.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think that we should really look at... People only hear one side of the story when it comes to global warming from the media, and it's all this tremendously debunked alarmism of guys like Al Gore, and instead we really need to talk about the cost and weigh the cost and the benefits, because there's some big costs that come with legislation like this, and the benefits are really thin.
I understand your point, Carrie, and thank you for making it so articulately and eloquently. People can check it out at IWF, the Independent Women's Forum, .org. Carrie Lucas, thank you for being with us.
Oh, Carrie. Thanks for having me on.
16 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program. The true people's radio. Tom Hartman. Mike Malloy at 6 p.m. Rachel Maddow at 9. Weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. And now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Being called a loser means you may be our winner. And being our winner dumps $1,000 in your pocket. Log on to 365dietchallenge.com and take the free diet challenge. We're looking for the fittest, fastest weight loss story. If we feature yours, you'll win $1,000 in cash and your picture featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com today to register for your sample package of Impact Diet products and enter to win $1,000. Your free sample package from 365freedietchallenge.com also comes with personal weight loss coaching to help you meet your diet goals. Pay only a shipping and handling charge to have your free samples rushed out. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com and you could be telling all your friends, I'm a winner. Again, this offer is good for this month only. Lose weight and enter to be our $1,000 winner and featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com. That's 365freedietchallenge.com. Shipping and handling fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Christine, office manager at Evanston Electric. When you're in need of an expert electrician for any electrical repair, including whole house rewiring, service upgrades, please feel free to give Evanston Electric a call. At Evanston Electric, we pride ourselves in quality, on-time, valley-wide service. We will take care of all of your residential and light commercial needs, from the simple to the complex, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call us today at 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or go to 1480kphx.com and click on our web tile there. However, if you're looking for a way to spark up your business, I highly recommend contacting the marketing professionals at 1480kphx. They'll help you create an advertising campaign that will not only increase traffic to your business, but specifically target your ideal client.
Hi, I'm Mari Connor, Senior Account Executive with 1480kphx. To re-energize your business, click on the advertise link at 1480kphx.com.
Are you sick of having lots of hot air blowing at you? Keep your cool. Call North Valley Mechanical, your air force. North Valley Mechanical is locally owned and operated by veterans with over 30 years' experience in the field and can repair and replace any air conditioner. If North Valley Mechanical can't fix it, it can't be fixed. Call North Valley Mechanical today and ask about a high-efficiency American standard system at 480-538-9184. Call North Valley Mechanical, your air force, at 480-538-9184 or at northvalleymechanical.com.
Local economies are strong economies. Hey, this is Stephanie Miller. 1480 KPHX prides itself on providing the Valley a truly unique, independent voice and also on working primarily with locally owned businesses. Local media connecting local businesses with local customers, the way it's supposed to be. Often the most important ballot you can cast is with your own wallet. Keep Progressive Talk going strong and keep more of your dollars right here in town. Visit the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Well, I'm still in Tulsa, Texas, just asking any bar. Although I screwed the country, they still think I'm a star. Here, neighbors trust their neighbors, that's why I tap their phones. It keeps their freedom ringing, and I feel less alone. Even though I love them, that's just where I'm at. Besides, a rumor has it that one's a Democrat. Let's go to Mars. Forget about
it. Yes, George, why don't you do that?
Sounds like a fine idea. I remember when he said that in his State of the Union address, you know, let's go to Mars. It's like, what? Welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you. Our program brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU 1199, fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans, because keeping our families healthy should be a right, not a privilege. Tom Hartman program bringing you the real issues, the big issues, And also, you know, talking about the day-to-day stuff, like a couple of interesting things in the news this morning. This morning, Reverend Snyder, the senior minister at Foundry United Methodist Church in Washington, D.C., this is Hillary Clinton's former church, released a statement praising his colleague Reverend Wright as an outstanding church leader who has been a profound voice for justice and inclusion in our society. This is Hillary Clinton's pastor saying this. Snyder said that while he may not agree with everything Wright has said, this from MSNBC, he believes that the church in America is stronger today because of Wright's leadership. Very interesting. And there's some speculation out there. Barack Obama is being introduced today at an economic forum by Michael Bloomberg. Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York. And might that make an interesting ticket? Obama-Bloomberg. And one of the things that is commentary over actually at the Huffington Post, a very interesting kind of summary. Well, actually, this is MSNBC's first read reports. But it will be the potential of Obama-Bloomberg that could be the most important takeaway. In fact, considering the anti-Israel sentiments being expressed by the Reverend Wright in these newly circulating church bulletins, see Andrea Mitchell's reporting on Today below in the Obama section, a fortunate thing for Obama is at least these church bulletins aren't video. The idea of a Jewish running mate might end up making more and more sense for Obama as the summer wears on. You know, Michael Bloomberg, what little I know of him, he seems like a relatively decent guy for somebody who was a Democrat and then a Republican and now an independent. And my friend Jerry Schneiderman, who lives in New York and has his entire life, my best friend, or one of my absolute best friends for decades, and a stalwart and firm Democrat, has said to me on a number of occasions he thinks Bloomberg is a damn good mayor. So, gee, I don't know. Would he be a good vice presidential candidate with Barack Obama? I don't know. Dan in Los Angeles, 866-303-2270. Hey, Dan, listening on K-Talk. What's up?
I just wanted to comment on the previous guest you had, that young woman. She sounded pretty young anyway. And I couldn't help but think that she reminded me of Republicans I knew in college. And they begin to drink the ideology of the free market, and they just don't want to be confused with facts. I noticed that every time you said something, for example, the United States built up its standard of living by being protectionist, the fact that Korea is protectionist, Japan is protectionist, China is protectionist, she just plowed on. She ignored what you were saying.
Yeah.
And it was a little bit funny to me, because as I could imagine her preparing for this interview with you, you know, getting all her little note cards together and thinking of the most efficient way to reach.
Well, yeah, I have to say, Dan, I was actually impressed by Carrie Lucas. I think at some points she would just kind of back away from that because she knew that it would take more time than we had to really go down one of those trails to have the debate. And I look forward, frankly, to future debates with her on some of those specific issues, because she's really smart. I mean, this is a woman who really knows her stuff. I disagree with her on the issues. I think she's wrong. I think history demonstrates that she's wrong. But she believes she's right, and she thinks that she has facts at her.
But if you believe she's wrong, how can she know her stuff?
She knows her stuff from her point of view.
What I
meant.
I wasn't impressed at all. I've heard people who argue her point much better than her. If you're wrong, how can you know your stuff? That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
But
yeah.
it was interesting to listen to her, because it took me right back to, you know, junior year of college and fanatical little Republican free marketers, growing up and drinking it all in.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Dan, for the call. I don't want to trash my guests when they're not here to defend themselves, so we'll just leave it at that. Pam in Lakewood, Washington. Hey, Pam, we got about a half a minute before this break here at the bottom of the hour.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, I hope you're feeling better.
I am.
I kind of came on as soon as you started decoding Tom McCain's speech.
John McCain.
John McCain's speech, which really excited me, because I think we need to do it further. I think he's going to be doing more of this, and it scared me so much that, so many Obama and Clinton supporters are talking about voting for McCain, and also the papers have been reporting this as an olive branch kind of that he's extending, and I think decoding his speech in terms of what the neocons have done all through South America and so forth, in terms of overturning democracies and making sure that Friedman's policies were put in place instead is really important, and I think we need to keep going back to this because
I don't
believe they really want a democracy at all. It doesn't support free trade, a free trade capital.
Yeah, well, I think Tom from Minneapolis was right. What they want is some sort of an economic system that they think is democracy, and really is laissez-faire capitalism.
Right.
Pam, I gotta take a break, but your point was really well made, and I appreciate your calling to make it. 27 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-801-7907. 1-800-801-7907. Call now. 1-800-801-7907. 1-800-801-7907.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight. With Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code BLUE to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, BLUE, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code BLUE. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Bush's Iraq strategy. I'm Ed Donahue. President Bush did not like the description by one member of Congress of the slow pace of progress in Iraq as foot dragging.
It is a revolutionary undertaking that requires great courage.
In Dayton, Ohio today, the president says Iraq needs security, not hectoring from Congress. He added the troop surge is providing that security. In Iraq, deadly battles are threatening to unravel a ceasefire with Muqtada al-Sadr's army.
There's considerable concern that the ceasefire at this point may be dead or at least terminally ill.
Robert Reed in Baghdad, rockets and mortars hit the U.S. protected green zone and other areas in Baghdad. Police at the University of Louisville say they disarmed a woman carrying a gun at a campus health services building. Campus officers say they received information from that standoff that led to the discovery of the bodies of two children in an off-campus home. The Food and Drug Administration is investigating a possible link between Merck's allergy drug Singulair and suicide. The Dow is up 6 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-622-6619. That's 1-800-622-6619. 1-800-622-6619.
Joseph McCarthy had an enemies list, and so did Richard Nixon. Now, according to the Phoenix New Times, so do County Attorney Andrew Thomas and Sheriff Joseph Aprile. This is Mark Manoel, Chairman of the Maricopa County Democratic Party. If you're as concerned as we are about protecting individual rights and freedoms from politicians who abuse their authority, we encourage you to contribute to our Law and Order Restoration Fund. To learn more, visit our website at MaricopaDemocrat.com or call 602-298-0503. Paid for by the Maricopa County Democratic Party.
When a vital document or truckload of goods needs to be with your customer now, time is money. Lightning Courier Service provides on-demand personalized service statewide, so your package can be picked up any time of day with the fastest guaranteed delivery by professional drivers who will give you exclusive attention. For more information, log on to lightningcourierservice.com or call 480-922-4929. For service that's lightning fast, call Lightning Courier Service, 480-922-4929. Log on to lightningcouriershow.com.
Real people.
Yeah.
Real problems.
Election time's coming.
Real change.
Who you gonna vote for?
Real life.
Yeah.
Real death.
If I was president.
Sometimes an election seems like a game.
Instead of spending
Remind yourself.
Millions on the war.
It's not.
I can use that money.
It's our future.
So I can feed the poor.
Election 2008. Activate your passion. 1480 KPHX.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Welcome back, 34 minutes past the hour. So I mentioned I didn't know that much about Michael Bloomberg, other than, you know, what friends of mine in New York City say. And there seems to be some ambivalence around there. Mark in New York has the inside scoop. Let's see, WWRL. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, you mentioned something about Michael Bloomberg. During the Republican convention, they were rounding up protesters and arresting them for nothing. They ended up having to settle with a lot of people that were just arrested falsely. They introduced false evidence, and just like last week or the week before, he gave $500,000 to the New York Republican Party. So I just think the idea of him as a running mate for Obama is just unbelievably a bad idea.
So he's not the knight on. I was there for the Republican convention in New York, and staying right across the street from Madison Square Garden and on 8th Avenue at my friend Jerry's apartment. And we could see the protesters being busted and rounded up. And I, you know, was on the ground, and sometimes you're absolutely right that was going on. And
yeah,
thank you for the reminder.
Protest
Mark.
Piece, like they tried to get a permit to protest in Central Park, and they wouldn't allow that.
Yeah.
And yet they were using this orange fence, like those things you could roll up, and they were just rounding up people on bicycles.
Yeah,
and saying
that
they were doing, you know, the mayhem and whatnot.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right, and I recall it well. And thanks for the reality check.
I like your show very much, and you're extremely smart, and it's great that you're on.
Thank you, Mark. I'm very pleased to be there. Andrew in Hollywood, California, listening on K-Talk. Hey, Andrew.
Hello?
You have some thoughts on Mayor Bloomberg as well.
Oh, yeah, it was basically a lot of the same thing, and then they made a free speech zone on the freeway where nobody could see these people.
Yeah.
I admire your sobriety in listening to that lady rattle off facts and figures that seemed so hurly-burly, and you just sort of stopped her at every turn, so let me just salute your sobriety.
Thank you. I'm not sure that's the word I would always use, but at least on the air it is. But Andrew, thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's very very kind of you to say so. Rob in Seattle. Hey, Rob. Rob? No, Rob. Oh, there's Rob. Hey, Rob.
Rob's
what's
here.
Up? Hey, you're on the air. You're on the air, sir.
Yeah, I wanted to say, you know, I appreciate, one of the earlier callers talked about, you know, taking a hard look at what McCain, you know, is saying in this most recent coverage he's got.
Right, and we're trying to do this every day on this show from now right. on out, is take some aspect of what McCain is up to and talk about it, because that's what I want Clinton and Obama to be talking about. That's what I think we all need to be talking about. We all need to be focusing on, as well as, the, you know, the other stuff that's going on. But let's take on Mr. McCain. Thank you very
yeah,
much.
Yeah, the message here is, you know, a half-truth is more dangerous than an outright lie. This is just Karl Rove, 400-level college courses.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, and this is Leo Strauss 101, too. It's
absolutely.
You know, the Leo Strauss's worldview, and we had a caller earlier who accurately pointed this out. In fact, one of the better books on Leo Strauss, and the title is Leo Strauss, and then there was a subtitle that I don't remember, but it was one of my BuzzFlash books of the month a year or two ago. And if you go over to BuzzFlash.com, you can track back and find it. It's still, you know, they're still selling most of those books. And you get it that this guy was so convinced, this University of Chicago professor, Leo Strauss, who came to the United States, as I recall, from Germany in the 30s, and had this worldview. Or perhaps after, I don't believe he was a Holocaust survivor. I believe he came, he got out before that. But in any case, he had this worldview that forged in part by the Hitler experience, that humanity is so fundamentally evil that the truly few elite good people have to take over, and they have to do it in a way that makes it look like it's democratic, and that the noble lie is actually a not just a good thing but a necessary thing, because, you know, the rabble, as John Adams would call you and me, the rabble can't be trusted.
Right, to protect us from ourselves.
Exactly.
But, you know, as this Ellen is Radman a 101 would say. Level. This is a very polished thing. It's a very
that speech
move to grab the middle of the Democratic Party. You know, anybody who's might be a little disenchanted right now with infighting, you know, I tell Dems, don't worry about it. We're just cleaning a little house, and, yeah, the character of everything could come up a little, but I think, you know, when this all plays out, I personally am an Obama delegate, and, you know, I don't let that – I was not – in trance with Hillary before any of the other players start dropping out.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, this is all going to come out in the wash. Rob, thanks a lot for your call and your comments. Well said. Christy in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Christy, thanks for waiting for so long and for listening to WLBY.
It's okay. This is important to me. I'm one of those Michigan disenfranchised voters who didn't vote because we were told their votes wouldn't count.
Mm-hmm.
And this is causing great rifts between friends, people who support Hillary and people who support Obama.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, Hillary is blaming Obama for failing to okay her attempt to do a redo in Michigan. However, her idea for a redo involves her campaign supporters paying for it,
right,
which isn't clean.
Yeah, I think that there's a consensus on that. That's why the Democratic Party turned it down.
Right, but she continues to blame Obama.
Yeah, well, you know, what's going to happen is that the people who think that it's an okay and appropriate thing to do it the way that she suggested will continue to think that, and the people who think that, you know, gee, that probably wasn't all that appropriate, maybe they should have come up with something else or whatever, will continue to think that. But your point is made, Christian, I don't know what to say other than just agreeing with you, and thank you for calling and making it. Jeff in Gig Harbor, Washington. Hey, Jeff.
Oh, hey. You know, this whole talk about the environment has really kind of got me thinking. I'm sorry it's a little bit late, but with this whole situation about the Arctic collapsing at this point, with this
right.
massive seven times chunk just floating away.
Seven times the size of Manhattan, yeah.
Yeah, and at this point I've realized that, you know, corporate America and these giants just have such deep pockets, and they're reaching so far into the government that it's really kind of falling back on us. We're the ones that are going to have to take care of it. We're going to have to make our own personal changes. And what I've come to realize was, that personal changes will make a big difference. And some of my friends over in Seattle have been working on a site. It's called carboncontest.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of a social networking site, and it allows you to go through calculations and all sorts of different calculators in order to figure out what your carbon footprint is.
Cool. Cool. That's great. And at carboncontest.com. Jeff, I've got to move along, but thanks for letting me know about it. And I suspect we're going to see a lot more of these kind of things popping up, and a fine thing it is. Ed in Kansas. Hey, Ed, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Thomas, Dr. Ed out in Kansas. Listen, your lady that was talking about, I'm not sure what she was talking about, but she sure seemed to have a right-wing spin on everything.
Carrie Lucas. Well, her opinion was that this legislation that would put, you know, basically cap-and-trade legislation is going to be a burden on industry and therefore harm the economy. I mean, that's her talking points in a sentence.
Well, we have to look at it in our economy is what can we do? She has no faith in American ingenuity. I would ask people to go to Google and Google nanosolar, N-A-N-O-S-O-L-A-R. That's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And another one is Coscata, C-O-S-K-A-T-A.
Mm-hmm.
Nanosolar has figured out how to make solar panels using an inkjet method that no longer takes high vacuum and clean.
Right, they're basically printing solar panels.
They print out these huge panels,
yeah.
But they're sold out for a year, and they're all going to Germany.
Yeah, well, and because Germany has put together this very innovative and brilliant, Ed, thanks for making that point, this extraordinary program where they say you can sell your electricity. If you generate electricity off your rooftop, you can sell that electricity back to the power company. The power company has to pay you 7 times retail for it. And the bank is required, it's actually subsidized by the government, so there's no risk to the bank, is required to give you a mortgage on solar panels on your roof for a 10-year period, the 7 times payback. And for a 10-year period, you can get a 10-year mortgage for solar panels to put on your roof. And the bank's required to do that at, I think it's a 1.5% or 2% interest rate, again, subsidized by the government. So the banks have no risk, and they can make a small profit on this thing. And at the end of 10 years, the 7 times... the retail rate that you're selling the electricity back to the utility at works out typically to the exact cost of the monthly mortgage payment for the solar panels. So you're putting up a solar panel with a 50-year lifespan. Over a 10-year period, it's paying for itself 100%. At the end of 10 years, it drops down to, you know, the power company has to pay you at 100%. But at the end of 10 years, you've got basically free electricity for the next 40 years. And all across Germany, you take the train across Germany, and you see at least every third house, and in some towns, two-thirds of the houses are just, the entire southern side are covered with solar panels. I mean, real estate properties, the value of real estate is changing in Germany based on whether or not there's southern exposure. And this is a country that, you know, I live there. This is a country that is cloudy most of the year, that has less sunshine than Oregon, that is cold in the winter. I mean, it's a country that you would think solar? Germany? And yet they are the now the world's leading consumer, one of the world's leading consumers of solar panels. China is also doing this. China has started a plan to solarize 3 million homes. They're starting with 3 million homes, and they're talking about 300 million homes within the next 20 years. And doing the exact same thing. 45 minutes past the hour.
Hartman Program, transforming the world by revitalizing democracy. The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
And now, another reason to switch to Geico.
You have better things to think about than car insurance. You know, like where your 4-year-old hid your cell phone, or why your dog doesn't appreciate everything you do for him. Yeah, you've got a lot to think about. So Geico invented Geico.com. It makes doing everything from updating your policy to reporting a claim fast, easy, a no-brainer. Hey, with all you've got on the brain, it's the least we could do.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Psst, here's one book the powers that be definitely don't want you to read. It's Jim Hightower's rebellious new book titled Swim Against the Current. Even a dead fish can go with the flow. Written with co-agitator Susan DeMarco, Swim Against the Current urges all of us to break free of the corporate tentacles and live our progressive values. To show the way, the book tells the stories of grassroots folks who are doing just that in such areas as business, politics, healthcare, food, and religion. Hightower inspires all of us to buck the system. So take the plunge. Swim Against the Current is available now wherever books are sold.
How do you grow your business without you always saying how great you are? I'm Jan Ziff, CEO and co-founder of Successes.com, and here's the answer. Let your customers do the talking. Imagine if your potential clients could hear direct from a happy and satisfied customer just how great your services are without hearing it from you. Our solution to spreading that word is compelling testimonials and case studies from your repeat and loyal clients. Ready for your website, for example, or an ad campaign, we'll tell the story of your business success through the solutions you've brought to them. No matter what your company does, from accounting to waste management, if you've got contented clients, we can help you grow. And in a recession, building on the good name you have is a sure foundation for success. Call me, Jan Ziff, on 480-993-0913 or visit our website at successes.com. That's 480-993-0913 or www.successes.com.
Drum roll, please. You're about to make one of the smartest decisions of your life. You're going to get your degree online. It's a fact. People with a degree, on average, make $1 million more in a lifetime. But where are you going to go to school? There are hundreds of online colleges and universities, and thousands of programs to choose from. No worries. Cue the music. Introducing Education Connection. This amazing free service will help you find the right school for you. For free, every day, Education Connection matches students to schools that are perfect for them. Not sure about what to study? Log on to 14educationmatching.com and get a free personality test that can help match you to the right career. This is a $75 value, but it's yours free. So take a minute and go online and learn more about your favorite subject, you. Get a free personality test, a $75 value at 14educationmatching.com. The number 14educationmatching.com. That's 14educationmatching.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Allen with Arizona Boating and Water Sports News Magazine. Arizona Boating and Water Sports Magazine celebrates the activities we're free to enjoy in Arizona's amazing outdoors. Activities like boating, fishing, camping, RVing, and every kind of water sports under the sun. However, I'm concerned our freedom to enjoy these things is in jeopardy. We're facing the most critical time in our history when apathy and failure to take action could mean the end of our country as we know it. Please urge those you meet each day to become knowledgeable about the state of our country. As an advertiser at KPHX, I'm proud to support Progressive Talk, and I'm proud local radio can support and grow my business. After all, a rising tide raises all boats. I recommend 1480 KPHX to any business looking to reach a local, educated, and motivated audience.
This is Kim Macias, sales manager at 1480 KPHX. To turn the volume up on your business, call 602-257-1351.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Welcome back to the Tom Hartman Program, brought to you by you, our listeners. Supporting your local radio station, letting them know you're listening, putting their bumper stickers on your car, telling your friends, supporting their advertisers, and supporting the advertisers, of course, of our network, as well as the 200, including the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU 1199, fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans, because keeping our families healthy should be a right, not a privilege. And one of our regular features here is to bring an advertiser on to demonstrate that Progressive Talk Radio actually does work and give them a moment to plug their product. Huma Gruaz. Huma Gruaz is with us. She is the president of Alpatac Marketing. Do I have that right?
Yes.
And this is the Shark EuroPro Floor Cleaner, SharkVac, SharkVac.com is the website. And I got to tell you, Huma, you are the first woman, my wife says, Louise says, tell her that she's the first woman who ever got you to mop the floor. And I know that sounds terribly sexist, but I actually used your product. I mean, you're an advertiser, and this is such a cool contraption. No chemicals, no god-awful things to be inhaling. I mean, and it just zapped our kitchen floor. Tell us about the product.
Yeah, we hope that this product is going to really, really change the way Americans are cleaning their homes, and it's
is already, it's one of the most popular products on the market right now. It's flying off the shelf. It's basically the Shark Steam Mop turns simple tap water into a powerful steam cleaner, and the robust steam combined with a super absorbent microfiber lifts messes off the floors and locks them away into the pad. The floors dry instantly. The fantastic thing about this product, you do not need any chemicals.
Right.
So no chemical film residue. And I would like to tell you that over 150 chemicals found in the average home have been linked to allergies, birth defects, cancer, according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. So if you care about your home health and also the health of the environment, this is a fantastic product.
I agree. And having used it, and we have one, and we use it regularly, I absolutely agree. And people can check it out at sharkvac.com, S-H-A-R-K-V-A-C.com, the Shark EuroPro floor cleaner. And Huma, what's your experience been advertising on Progressive Talk Radio?
First of all, the ads have produced a very positive result for EuroPro, driving consumers to the store and to Shark Steam Mop's website. And I think this is also because the Steam Mop spots resonate with the environmentally conscious audience of Air America. You know, your audience cares not only about the environment, but I think about the well-being of their family. And it really resonated with them. And I also want to say that there's a specific website that's called the sharksteammop.com for the steam mop. And
okay.
I encourage everybody who cares about the health and well-being of their home to try this product. It's fantastic.
And sharksteammop.com is the best website?
Yes, sharksteammop.com.
Huma, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you
great,
so much.
Great talking with you. And thank
okay,
you for,
have a great
thank
day.
You for advertising and supporting Progressive Talk Radio. 53 minutes past the hour, 866-303-2270. Stuart in West Seattle, Washington. Hey, Stuart, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. You neglected an important point when talking to that woman earlier who thinks that the polluters shouldn't have to pay while the rest of us pay.
You're talking about Carrie Lucas from the Independent Women's Forum.
Yes, exactly. When large corporations that pollute or otherwise do things that cost everyone else money and get away with it, when they get away with not paying the costs, they unfairly compete with the small and local and independent businesses.
Excellent point.
When those small and local independent businesses can compete, they produce a lot more jobs for our communities than those big corporations do for every dollar.
Excellent point. And these large corporations, they don't, the CEOs don't have to live in the community. They don't have to face the local community. They don't have to deal with their own pollution. You won't find the CEOs of the big chemical companies living in Cancer Alley in Louisiana, those kinds of things. And so what these guys are doing is it's called internalizing profits and externalizing costs. In other words, they bring the profit into the company and they dump the cost on the taxpayers and the citizens, the cost being, in this case, cancer and global warming and asthma and all the other things associated with it. And if we can force them through legislation to actually pay the costs, to bear the costs rather than externalizing them on us, then it provides a level playing field for smaller companies. Excellent point, Stuart. Thank you so much for calling and making it. I appreciate it. Anthony in Seattle. Hey, Anthony, what's on your mind?
Oh, I actually have a question for you. At the very beginning of your program today, you were talking about this uprising in Basra.
Yes.
And now
Baghdad as well.
And I guess my question is, I thought we were paying the militia, the Mahdi army, I guess. Is that Muqtada al-Sadr's militia? Is that what
it is? And we were not paying them. We were paying the Sunnis. We were paying the guys who used to work with Saddam Hussein.
I thought we were paying the Mahdi army not to basically attack us.
No. No. To the best of my knowledge, no. There may be some backdoor arrangement or deal, but basically a ceasefire had been called. Keep in mind, Muqtada al-Sadr controls about a third of all the seats in Parliament. He is a major political force, and so I'm sure that there's a considerable amount of government largesse, you know, departments and, you know, emoluments of various kinds, as James Madison would say, that have been passed out to him and his buddies. But it's the Sunnis that we were paying directly.
I guess my question is, I have not heard in a while the solution for all of this violence, which was the three-state solution, which was to divide the country into Sunni, Shia, and then in the north you had the Kurds,
right.
And then you had this central government, and everybody would share in the oil revenues, and right. I just don't understand why this has not been implemented. I mean, why we can't pull our troops out, you know, separate the country, have this, basically everything.
Because, the reason why is because Joe Biden isn't president. I mean, you know, Joe Biden put that proposal forward initially. It's been picked up by a lot of people. I think it's a very wise and solid proposal, or at least a wise and solid beginning point. There is the problem, particularly in the city of Baghdad, where during the Saddam regime, the mixing of Sunni and Shia through marriage was encouraged. And there are a lot of kind of blended families that this could tear apart quite badly. But by and large, it does seem like this three-state solution is probably what we're going to end up with no matter what. And the Bushies just, you know, don't want to talk about it, don't want to look at it. They'd say that would be admitting defeat. Anthony, thanks for the call. 57 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program, taking back the mainstream media. 3 hours a day, 5 days a week.
This is a rate alert for March 2008. The Federal Reserve continues to cut interest rates aggressively. Right now, mortgage rates are hovering near lows we haven't seen since 2003. National mortgage leader Quicken Loans reports interest rates around 5.99% on secure fixed-rate loans, APR 6.13%. Smart homeowners are acting quickly to get fixed rates around 5.99%, since rates this low seldom last long and tend to move up quickly without warning. Call Quicken Loans at 800-670-9211. In minutes, you can lock in a fixed rate around 5.99% and enjoy lower house payments for years to come. If you missed it in 2003, this is your opportunity for a fixed rate mortgage around 5.99%. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-670-9211. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-670-9211. That's 800-670-9211.
You, the listeners of 1480 KPHX, are some of the most intelligent, informed, and stylish talk radio listeners in the nation. If you hadn't noticed, summer's just around the corner, and now's the time to seal your floors, patios, and decks from the damaging rays of the sun and desert environment. In fact, more often than not, sealants disintegrate and leave surfaces exposed to damage, which are probably torn because most sealing products are composed of ingredients that aren't earth-friendly. Well, Monolithic Finishes is in the vanguard of new technology. Monolithic Finishes is committed to making the smallest possible footprint on the planet using only natural environmental mentally gentle sealants and finishes that don't sacrifice quality and durability. Well, what about style, you ask? Well, this technology allows you to see levels of depth, texture, and color that you simply won't see with other flooring finishes. Discover a multi-spectrum glow on every type of material. So choose extraordinary integrity and ease of maintenance. Call Monolithic Finishes today at 505-907-8891. That's 505-907-8891. For flooring finishes that make a world of difference in your home, choose Monolithic Finishes. Call 505-907-8891.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Fighting for the fourth day in Basra, and thousands of followers of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr have taken to the streets of Baghdad. The AP's Robert Reed has the latest on the crackdown by the government on the militants.
It's already caused considerable bad blood within the Shia community. It seems to be fragmenting the political alliance which the Shias had built over the years and which enabled them to take full control of the government.
We are just getting word that the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad says an American has been killed in rocket or mortar attacks on the Green Zone in Baghdad. President Bush, meanwhile, defends the pace of progress in Iraq.
From local citizen meetings to reopening businesses, the president says normalcy is returning in Iraq.
This progress isn't glamorous, but it is important.
Speaking at the U.S. Air Force Museum, Bush acknowledged national reform has been halting, but insisted this is not Iraqi foot-dragging.
It is a revolutionary undertaking that requires great courage.
Bush is pondering whether to pause his post-surge troop drawdown and says what Iraqis need now is not the hectoring of critics, but the security the surge has provided. Mark Smith with the president, Dayton, Ohio.
The government reports a slowdown in economic growth in the final 3 months of last year. Markets across the board are now trending downward, with the Dow down 68 points. Criticism today of the way the administration has handled the current crisis in the financial and housing markets from Barack Obama.
What was bad for Main Street turned out to be bad for Wall Street.
pain trickled up.
And Hillary Clinton expresses concern about how John McCain might handle the economy if he is elected president.
I think we've had enough of a president who didn't know enough about economics and didn't do enough for the American middle class.
At a campaign appearance in North Carolina, Clinton said that the government seems to be more focused on how people lose their jobs than how people can find new jobs. This is AP Radio News. Concerns are being raised about a popular allergy drug.
The allergy drug is Singulair, and the Food and Drug Administration says it's reviewing reports of suicidal behavior in some patients who have taken it. Drug maker Merck has changed the labeling on Singulair four times in the past year to keep up with symptoms reported in some patients: suicidal behavior, depression, anxiousness, and tremors. Singulair is a $4 billion drug, and last year was Merck's best-selling product. Rita Foley, Washington.
These are the sounds of children involved in an ultimate fighting match in Missouri. This boy explains why he likes the fights.
Just want to, like, get in there and get the kid. Just get it over with and beat up the kid.
Critics say it's nothing more than human cockfighting. A pickup truck crammed with suspected illegal immigrants collided with an SUV near the border between Texas and Mexico today. Three people were killed. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Motel 6. It's always easy to save money at Motel 6, still with the lowest prices of any national chain, and it's always easy to book a clean, comfortable room at Motel6.com. We'll leave the light on for you.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. It's talk radio for the rest of us. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
In the Grand Canyon, adventure comes with the territory. Now, in stunning IMAX 3D, experience the thrill of river rafting down the mighty Colorado River. Join conservationist Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and an expedition team on a whitewater journey. Featuring songs and music by Dave Matthews Band. Discover the grandeur, ride the rapids, and get immersed. Grand Canyon Adventure, River at Risk 3D. Narrated by Robert Redford. Presented by Teva, supported by Kohler.
Now playing at the IMAX Theater at Arizona Mills, presented locally by All American Turf, the low-cost grass alternative that requires no water or maintenance. For more info, log on to IMAX.com/Tempe.
Attention, small business owners. Do you worry about your business when you're not there? Do you fear your profits are walking out the front door? Maybe you worry about productivity when you're gone, employee theft, or just the liability altogether. Protect Your World Alarms wants to give you peace of mind. They'll install the latest security cameras at your business or residence, which will record all activity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Then we will link it to your computer so that you can review all activity from anywhere in the U.S. or the world. Protect Your World Alarms prides themselves in providing the highest quality equipment at the best price. For less than $1 a day, we can install a Honeywell system that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. Feel safe and secure in your business or in your own home. Call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003. Or log on to protectyourworldalarms.com. Log on to protectyourworldalarms.com.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
This is crazy. We're all going belly up. We're all going down with this. Whether you're foreclosed upon or scared of being foreclosed upon, or you're upper middle class and you're an investor, it doesn't matter what class you're in anymore. We're all going to get swallowed up by this mess. And this is what I meant when I kept telling you he's stealing the treasury. He's stealing the treasury.
The Randy Rhodes Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX. Tom Hartman Program. Tom Hartman. Where smart people get their news.
6 minutes past the hour. 10 days that changed capitalism. David Wessel. On the front page of today's Wall Street Journal, the past 10 days will be remembered as the time the U.S. government discarded a half century of rules to save American financial capitalism from collapse. Something big happened. It happened without an explicit vote by Congress. A Republican administration not eager to be viewed as the second coming of the Hoover administration showed it no longer believes the market can sort out the mess. And then he talks about how the Treasury has forced the sale of Bear Stearns. The Fed agreed to take losses or gains up to $29 billion on the Bear Stearns portfolio securities. And the Fed lent money directly to Wall Street security firms for the first time. Is this the direct consequence of Clinton in 98, I believe it was, signing away the Glass-Steagall Act? What's going on here? David Walker is the former Comptroller General of the United States. He's currently President and CEO of the Peter G. Peterson Foundation. And, sir, welcome to the program.
Tom, good to be with you.
Thank you. Is there a website, by the way, that you'd like our listeners to know about for your foundation?
PeterGPetersonFoundation.org.
Great. Thank you very much. I know that much of the public speaking and whatnot you're doing right now is focused around the what you perceive to be as a crisis with Social Security and Medicare, and that your solutions are by and large for government to get out of those businesses.
Talking about getting out of the businesses, but we clearly need to restructure those programs, to modernize them, and to make sure that the government can deliver on the promises that it makes. You know, government is great about making promises that it can't deliver on.
Yeah, well, there seems to be a history of that. On the other hand, government has, in many cases, delivered on promises very well. I mean, we successfully fought World War II, for example, and I don't think that we've ever missed a Social Security check, but I acknowledge your concern, and we can discuss that in some detail if you wish.
Right.
But first, I'm curious about your take on these two articles in today's Wall Street Journal really popped my eyeballs. This first one by David Wessel, which I just shared, and then this piece by Justin Lehart on page A6, the headline, Busy Fed Might Need to Reload, and then the caption to this graph that shows that the Fed had $800 billion in treasuries a year ago, March, and now they're down to $679.9 billion, and they're fixing to auction off another $200 billion in treasuries. And they say, recent moves by the Federal Reserve to bolster the financial system have required tapping into its treasury holdings. And the first sentence of the article, the Federal Reserve has been so busy pulling out the stops, there's rising concern it may run out of stops to pull. What's going on?
Well, it's a new ball game. You know, I think clearly we've seen, you know, a lot of changes with regard to the markets and different instruments that are available now. There's not a tremendous amount of transparency with regard to a lot of these instruments. That was one of the big problems with regard to the subprime issue. I mean, I think the markets in many cases have been very volatile because we really don't know how much exposure there is, and people don't know who has exposure, if you will. We saw the Fed within the last week or so take unprecedented steps, some would say questionable steps, given the fact that these aren't insured institutions. At the same time, they wanted to prevent a meltdown, and you're going to see congressional hearings on determining what's the appropriate scope of authority for the Fed going forward. You know, markets are, I quit believing in the efficient market theory several years ago when we started getting triple-digit swings in opposite directions within a matter of days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. The fact of the matter is there is no such thing as a free market. Markets exist on a substrate of laws and regulations. They exist on a currency that is created by a country. They exist, you know, in a variety of contexts that have to do with laws about tariffs and international trade. I mean, there's so many things that are necessary to create a market that, you know, markets are unique. I mean, the market between Japan and South Korea, for example, is very different than the market between, you know, Massachusetts and Texas. There is no such thing as a free market. It's just.
But Tom, one of the things you need, even in order for a market to work, is you need adequate transparency. You need you need timely, accurate, and useful information so that people can make informed decisions as to value and risk. And one of the reasons that we have the problem that we have now is we didn't have that with a lot of these securitization arrangements.
Well, wouldn't it be more accurate to say that we haven't had that over the last 15 to 20 years, that we have been that the problem that you just described is the exact same problem we had in the 1920s? When there was, you know, back in the teens, there were these massive tax cuts at the top end in 1911, 1912, 1913. And then there was basically a lack of regulation during that whole period leading up to Wilson's presidency, and then after World War I, it began again through the 20s. And that lack of transparency in Wall Street led to the Great Depression, and that we have it again as a consequence of Reagan's deregulation zeal being then picked up by Bush and then being picked up by Clinton and now being carried forward with Bush from the end of the Glass-Steagall Act to other, you know, a whole variety of other things. I mean, there was a press conference 3 years ago, maybe you were there, where the guy showed up with a chainsaw to say, we're here to cut some red tape, and they were deregulating the banking industry.
No, I wasn't there. But the fact is, it is a new ball game, and there's clearly evidence of the fact that there are gaps in our current oversight and regulatory system right now. They manifested themselves with regard to the current subprime mortgage problem, and that's clearly something that we have to take a look at. You know, there's been tremendous changes. I mean, you know, the lines have grayed tremendously between many different types of financial institutions, and I think we have to rethink about what's the proper role and responsibility for a number of players, including the Fed.
This morning, the Oregonian, our local newspaper here in Oregon, although our show is broadcast nationally, I'm sitting in a studio in Portland, Oregon.
It's a beautiful city.
It is. The Oregonian broke a story. They got a hold of a memo from inside J.P. Morgan Chase, as I recall, that basically taught people how to trick their computer into approving a mortgage for somebody that for whom the mortgage should not be approved. Isn't it time for us to say, let's seriously look again at some of the really substantial reforms that were put into place during the New Deal as a way of, you know, I mean, that successfully stopped the hemorrhaging of the banking system. Haven't we learned these lessons before?
Well, there are a lot of lessons from history that we don't seem to have learned. And, you know, frankly, that's one of the things that I think we need to refocus on. You know, there will undoubtedly be a range of studies, a range of congressional hearings, a range of, you know, research papers and everything else here. But, you know, frankly, one of the concerns that I have, Tom, is we're all focused on the current, quote-unquote, subprime crisis, but we actually have a much bigger subprime crisis, and that's how the federal government handles its finances. You know, there are a lot of analogies between what the conditions that have come together to cause the problems of the mortgage subprime and the collapse of Bear Stearns.
You're talking about the $9 to $10 trillion debt that we have, the $60 to $70 trillion unfunded mandates.
Let's talk about a little the fact that, you know, one of the things that happened with the mortgage subprime is the people who were originating the loans and who were making all the money on the origination fees were not the people who bore the risk. So there was a fundamental separation between who was making the money and who was benefiting the short term and who was going to bear the risk and pay the price in the long term. That's what's going on with the fact that we are making promises and spending money that we don't have, and we are expecting our kids, grandkids, and future generations unborn to pay it. Secondly, there's not enough transparency. You know, people talk about the fact that, gee, we've got a $9.2 trillion debt. Well, that may be true, but we've got $44 trillion in unfunded promises that people aren't paying attention to, and that's the real problem, not the $9.2 trillion in debt, okay?
But that $44 trillion, you're talking mm-hmm. about Medicare and Social Security there.
Right.
If we were to turn this from a capped tax, a tax only on working people, only on the middle class, basically, up to $98,000, I think, right now, is Social Security limit, into a flat tax, I mean, just a flat tax, not even a progressive tax, and just say, you know, Bill Gates pays the same Social Security rate that the average working Joe does, wouldn't that over the mandate period that you're talking about generate far more than $44 trillion?
Well, it depends on what the tax rate would be. Right now, as you know, Tom,
at current rates.
No, I don't believe it would. I mean, I haven't sat down and done the math, but here's the issue. Social Security does not face a crisis. It's got a problem. We can deal with it. It's not that complicated. We just need to get on dealing with it sooner rather than later. The real problem is Medicare and health care.
Mm-hmm.
That's what could bankrupt the country.
Yeah.
You know, and we've got situations where people are out there still making unfunded promises. Look what happened with Medicare prescription drugs. $8 trillion.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and that was just pigs at the trough. I mean, you know, Billy Towson pushing that thing through so that the government couldn't negotiate prices. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. David Walker. He is the now the president of the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, petersgpetersonfoundation.org, the former Comptroller General of the United States. Sir, thank you so much for dropping by.
Thank you so much, Tom. Bye-bye.
Good talking with you. 16 minutes past the hour.
Hartman. Speaking the truth that multinational corporations don't want you to know. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m. Tom Hartman at 9. Weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-801-7907. 1-800-801-7907. Call now. 1-800-801-7907. 1-800-801-7907.
1480 KPHX is sponsor-supported radio. Hi, I'm Tom Hartman, encouraging you to shop locally and progressively. I invite you to visit the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback. Art of Framing is locally owned by an independent artist. Create signature frame designs to showcase your favorite artwork or preserve your most treasured memories while tying your entire decor together. Call Art of Framing today, 602-277-3112.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
Did you know that U-Haul installed hitches improve the utility value of any vehicle? Your car, truck, or van can accomplish any number of tasks it could not do before. Recreational applications such as towing your boat, camper, or personal watercraft, commercial applications such as towing landscaping or construction equipment, and of course, moving with a U-Haul trailer. U-Haul pays attention to details and is constantly striving to develop towing technology to make recreational towing safer. To learn more about U-Haul towing equipment, visit them online at U-Haul.com.
Ever notice your local furniture store is always having an amazing sale? It's always based on something urgent, like we need to make room for new inventory, or we're going out of business. Well, folks, they've been going out of business for years now. It's all part of the game. You know, the game. The one retailers play with your money. They buy stuff wholesale, mark the price way up, then have a sale to create the illusion that you've gotten a great deal. Before you jump on the next great deal you see in a retail store, you really should attend an open house at Direct Buy. Call today and let them send you an invitation and a free insider's guide that sheds some light on just how much retailers mark up their prices. And it'll tell you all about buying manufacturer direct. Stop paying 40 and 50% markup at retail. Call 800-471-1184 to learn more. That's 800-471-1184. Call 800-471-1184 today.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Hey.
Up every morning just to keep a job. I gotta fight my way through the bustling mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's a problem.
o'clock world. You need a union. Tom Hartman program brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU 1199, fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans, because keeping our families healthy should be a right, not a privilege. Well, the New York Times had an article, this was last Sunday, March 23rd. Depression, you say? Check those safety nets. And then the subtitle, the haunting word, depression, begins to surface. Why economists don't see an abyss. And the essence of the article is that we have this wonderful social safety net. But whatever name economists give the current downturn, we are unlikely to see the breadlines, shantytowns, and dust bowl of the Great Depression. More likely, these economists say, would be a sudden increase in the number of people selling belongings on eBay. So that's the take from the New York Times, from an article by Charles Duhigg, I believe it is, or Duhigg. Here's the take from the BBC that actually sent a film crew over here, and the pictures that go along with this is videotape. You'll hear the audio part of it, but the pictures of it are of tents in a city park and in a large, just, you know, gravel area underneath a bunch of highways, where a bunch of highways cross each other, of people living literally in pup tents and in some cases in lean-tos, you know, made out of everything from cardboard. I mean, you know, literally little shanty towns.
This is the reality of the crisis in the U.S. economy. People who used to own their own homes are living hand-to-mouth on land once occupied by those less fortunate. In the last month, some 60,000 houses were repossessed, their occupants forced out when they could no longer meet ever-increasing mortgage payments. Now they shower at a local church and get by on handouts. They have nowhere else to go, and it's a difficult adjustment, but some are determined to get back on track.
Once I do get a job full-time, instead of just one day a week, I'll be able to save my money and get a car to make it easier to go back and forth to work.
This woman used to live in a three-bedroom, two-bathroom house, but when her husband fell ill, it became impossible to make ends meet. Now they live in a mobile home at the camp, and family visits are a thing of the past.
We have a lot of grandkids, too. And they used to always come over and stay and stuff. They don't come here. I don't want them to come here. We go there and see them at their house.
Others, too, are finding it difficult to let go of what they once had.
I lost a home. Settled all my bills, sold it for, which was nothing compared to what I bought it for, and now I'm homeless. And that's kind of hard for me to come by here and see my home.
It's a grim situation, and with more and more people joining the camp every day, it's one that's likely to get worse before it gets better. Wendy Urquhart, BBC News.
And this is a report from Los Angeles. and not only that, it's happening to pets as well. USA Today, foreclosures slam door on pets, too. They're arriving by the thousands every month, homeless, hapless victims of foreclosure. Precise numbers are unknown because there's no nationwide standard for recording foreclosure pets, and because many owners who surrender animals at shelters tell personnel only that they are moving and give no specifics. But shelters are experiencing an increase in pet intakes, almost without exception, in areas where the foreclosure rate is high. And the ASPCA talking about this, one example, they had two dogs together that had always lived together, and they're trying to give them out together. I mean, this is just, you know, it's tough on humans, it's tough on pets, it's tough all around. Welcome to the wonderful world of Reaganomics. Richard in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Richard, what's on your mind?
Hey. Oh, yes, my gosh. I've been listening to you for years.
Thank you.
I'm like, spellbound. Oh, my gosh. How do I say this?
Well, let's get to the point.
to the point. I sold my house in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Thank God. Because I can't sell my house in Florida. And I'm trying to get a mortgage to buy a house in Las Cruces. And I may not be able to do that. So I may have to go back to Florida. And I don't want to do that.
Yeah, well, at least you have a house to go back to. I mean, there's a lot of people who are literally,
true.
You know,
that's
going to pup
true.
Tents.
Well, I'm not broke yet. But yeah. They're trying to get me broke.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what they're trying to do.
I got to tell you, Richard, you're not alone. I mean, this is the giant vacuum cleaner, the giant sucking sound,
the
taking
cleaner.
Down the middle
right.
class and enriching the guys at the top 1%ers. Richard, thank you very much for the call and for your kind words. I appreciate it. Carlana in Pittsburgh, we have a half a minute here before this break. What's up, Carlana?
All right. Well, I'm inviting everybody in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Ohio to come to our march this Saturday in Oakland. We shut down about 20 blocks. It starts at 5th and Craig Street in Oakland, and we end up at Flagstaff Hill for a memorial service at 2:30 for all the victims of the Iraq War.
And this will be on March 29th.
Yes, it's just hours from now, and I want everybody in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio to come. And again, it's in Oakland, which is where CMU and the University of Pittsburgh are at.
Great. Huge anti-war march. Coming up this Saturday. Is there a website, Carlana?
It's Fifth Avenue and Craig is where we start.
Oh, just show up at Fifth Avenue and Craig on the 29th, on Saturday at what time?
1:00.
At 1:00. Great.
Right.
Thanks a lot, Carlana.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening on WPTT. 27 minutes past the hour. Christy Harvey with the Center for American Progress up next.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Randy Rhodes at noon. Jeff Barrios at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
This is a rate alert for March 2008. The Federal Reserve continues to cut interest rates aggressively. Right now, mortgage rates are hovering near lows we haven't seen since 2003. National mortgage leader Quicken Loans reports interest rates around 5.99% on secure fixed-rate loans, APR 6.13%. Smart homeowners are acting quickly to get fixed rates around 5.99%, since rates this low seldom last long and tend to move up quickly without warning. Call Quicken Loans at 800-670-9211. In minutes, you can lock in a fixed rate around 5.99% and enjoy lower house payments for years to come. If you missed it in 2003, this is your opportunity for a fixed rate mortgage around 5.99%. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-670-9211. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-670-9211. That's 800-670-9211.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call now for your free CD. 1-800-303-1188.
This works. Call the number.
Call for your free CD now. 800-303-1188. 800-303-1188.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Fragile ceasefire. I'm Ed Donahue in the Straits of Basra. Iraq's prime minister is vowing to fight militias there until the end. Thousands of followers of Muqtada al-Sadr have been demonstrating in Baghdad against the government crackdown on Shiite militias. President Bush says political and economic progress is being made in Iraq.
This progress isn't glamorous, but it is important.
The president spoke today in Dayton, Ohio. The U.S. Embassy says an American has been killed in a rocket or mortar attack on the Green Zone in Baghdad. Prosecutors in Philadelphia must decide if there will be a new penalty hearing for former Black Panther member Mumia Abdul-Jamal.
The Federal Appeals Court in Philadelphia upheld his conviction for murdering a white police officer in 1981. But they refused to reinstate the death penalty. They said the instructions to the jury were flawed.
Dick Lawyer, two former employees of an Apple store in New Hampshire, have been charged with stealing more than 300 iPhones that are worth more than $130,000. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Forget everything you thought you knew about talk radio. This is the Valley's Progression Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-622-6619. That's 1-800-622-6619. 1-800-622-6619.
I can change the world with my own.
This is your activist update. This Sunday, March 30th, a special screening of the film Why We Fight by filmmaker Eugene Jarecki at 7 p.m. at APER, 2510 South Rural Road in Tempe. On Wednesday, April 2nd, DFA of Maricopa County holds its meeting at the IHOP on 2501 North 44th Street at 6:30 p.m. Guest speakers will be Dan Sabin, running for county sheriff, Gerald Richard, running for county attorney, and Linda Brown of the Arizona Advocacy Network, speaking on the immigration issue. On Friday, April 4th, a civil rights forum with NPR's Juan Williams at the ASU Phoenix campus, 411 North Central Avenue, from 11:30 a.m. to 2. To find out all the latest in activities going on here in the Valley, go to 1480kphx.com and click on the Activist Update button.
The Jeff Farias Show.
Everything from dog catcher all the way up to governor's offices in a lot of states are affected by what happens at the top of the ticket. So if the party is divided at the top level of the ticket, the repercussions are going to bounce all the way down. And I'm sure a lot of superdelegates are considering this right now. So how long to let this little drama play out?
The Jeff Farias Show, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Like a fine plan. How about sending back my democracy? I want a vax.
And we're going to take it back, my friends. 34 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. And Christy Harvey, the Director of Strategic Communications at the Center for American Progress, AmericanProgress.org, and MyCheck Radio, MyCheckRadio.org, on the line with us. Hey, Christy.
Welcome home. I haven't talked to you in forever, it feels like.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
So glad to hear you.
It's good to be back, and it's so nice to hear you as well.
Thank you.
War on the rocks with salt.
Yeah, it's not going to be quite so nice to hear me once I tell you my depressing and horrible stories of the week. This was, I thought, pretty incredible. The L.A. Times did an interview with Marine Lieutenant General Michael DeLong, and he explained how he and Army General Tommy Franks decided that they would back Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney in the push to go to war in Iraq back in late 2002.
Okay, so we're talking now about how two of the top commanders, or the two top commanders in our military, made this momentous decision to commit hundreds of thousands, ultimately perhaps as many as a million Americans over time, over a period of years, to exposure to battle and combat and leading to tens of thousands of injuries and more than 4,000 deaths now of American soldiers, not to mention hundreds of thousands of dead Iraqis and millions of Iraqi casualties.
Why, yes.
How these guys made this momentous decision.
That's and they weren't sure if they should. They didn't really think the evidence was there. They weren't quite sure that the capability was there. And so this is Michael DeLong, the Marine Lieutenant General, said, and I'm quoting, Well, General Franks likes margaritas, and I've got a margarita recipe. Of course, I'm a tequila connoisseur. And so we sat down and had margaritas and tequila and walked through, is this the right thing for us to do for the country? Can we look the troops in the eye and say you're going to die tomorrow? Here's why. And the answer was yes.
In other words, they had to get drunk to make this decision?
I mean, I've said yes to some pretty stupid stuff when I had too much tequila, too. You know, that's what tequila does.
Haven't we all?
You know, when you're making decisions, I'm not quite sure, you know, drinking the worm is exactly what you're supposed to sit down and do. So, yeah, basically, if you read this very, and it was in this big article just about the push to war, and it, you know, came on the heels of the five-year anniversary and the commemoration of the 4,000th American killed over there. And then there's this quote in the middle of this article about how, you know, they sat down and had margaritas.
Amazing. Now, to move along, the average congressional salary these days is probably, what, in the neighborhood of around $150,000 a year?
Uh-huh. Yep.
And there's more or less about 500 of them between the House and the Senate?
Right.
So 500 times 150, that would be, what, $7.5 million? I can't do math that fast.
I'll say it's
$75 million a year that we pay in salaries to members of Congress. And, you know, $75 million a year buys us our Congress, pays for the salaries for our Congress. But there's a shadow economy operating in Washington, D.C.
Of course there is. Absolutely.
There's some people making a lot more than the members of Congress.
National Journal sat down and crunched the numbers earlier this week, and they found out that federal lobbyists, see, these are the guys who work to influence these members of Congress, they pulled in $2.9 billion, with a B, $2.9 billion in fees last year. And this is why this is interesting. A, that's about double what lobbyists made about 10 years ago. So over the last decade, the amount of money that lobbyists pull in to try and influence Congress has doubled. Mm-hmm. And B, as National Journal went out of its way to explain, this is the tip of the iceberg. This doesn't count the dinners and the tickets to sporting events and, you know, box seats at the Kennedy Center. This is just what they declared, which, you know, if you know lobbyists, you know they know their way around a spreadsheet and how to sort of shelter some of the money they both make and spend. So, yeah, tip of the iceberg. So,
amazing.
Just
bad
to show you.
Yeah, indeed. This is another story I thought was fascinating. You know, the bad news is you're sick. The worst news is you're not you anymore.
I think this is so important, and it got a blip in the mainstream media this week. It's crazy. Somebody stole a laptop from the National Institutes of Health. And now a couple thousand patients are at risk for having their identities stolen. So on this laptop, they had 7 years' worth of sensitive information about 2,500 patients who were involved in a clinical trial about heart disease. Mm-hmm. Their medical records, their heart scans, their names, their social security number, like everything about these people. And so someone stole this laptop, and A, in violation of government policy, none of the information, of course, was encrypted like it was supposed to be.
Right.
And B, NIH found out about this a month ago, and they didn't tell anybody. They just sat on it until someone in the press found out about it. And their excuse was they didn't want to alarm anyone.
Well, right. Well, is there any evidence that this, computer got used in a way that this information was compromised, or did it just get sold to somebody who reformatted the hard drive and made a quick $100?
They don't know. They haven't had any indication that any identities have been stolen yet, but it sometimes can take a while for that to come forward. But it would have been nice for them to alert the people who were then at risk so they could take some precautions. And I also think it's striking because this is so not the first time this has happened. You know, this has happened. It happened with a very famous case with the Veterans Association, which basically put anybody who'd served in the military at risk. It happened with the Treasury Department. It happened with the Transportation Security Administration. And the GAO, the Government Accountability Office, did a study this month and found that out of the 24 federal agencies they looked at least 19 had put American ID at risk of being stolen.
Phew.
And why I think this is important, and, you know, yes, in and of itself, it's an interesting story, but the more the government pushes us to, quote-unquote, trust them when it comes to reading our emails or recording our phone calls or, you know, looking at our mail and that sort of thing, you have to remember there is a greater risk of that information not being protected.
Right. You and I are starting to sound like Barry Goldwater here, but it is true. the Constitution is there not to grant us rights, but to limit the powers of government. Particularly for this kind of reason, broadly speaking, that we, our right of privacy is actually a limit on the ability of the government to snoop, not a proclamation that we have a right. The rights were inherent. I mean, the rights are given, it's really quite extraordinary some of the ways that these cons have been getting around this stuff. The White House, to move along here, the White House is fighting for their right to pollute, or at least for the right for big Republican campaign donors, presumably, to pollute.
Yeah. They're just shameless. The Federal Appeals Court last year found that the EPA had violated its own Clean Air Act when it allowed these big power plants to release more mercury into the atmosphere. And the federal court said, you can't do that. That's in violation of your own law. You must not allow these power plants to have all of these asterisks next to their names and put all this mercury out there. And so the White House is appealing that decision, and they're fighting as hard as they can for their right to allow these power plants to put more mercury into the atmosphere, which, A, is really bad for the planet. And B, mercury is one of those things that causes birth defects and really hurts, gives brain damage to little kids. So it's one of those.
And adults, too, for that
matter.
Things. Exactly. I mean, it's not good for anybody.
Right.
It's not good for your pets. This was kind of a footnote, but I find this fascinating. And I didn't want to, you know, get through this segment without mentioning it, that in the state of Ohio, if we add up all of the McDonald's, all of the Burger Kings, all of the Wendy's combined, that's a hell of a lot of businesses. That's a hell of a lot of retail locations. I mean, you know, McDonald's, Burger Kings, and Wendy's. And there is a type of business which, to the best of my knowledge, by and large didn't even exist 30 years ago, that is now more populous. There are more of these businesses than the combined total in the state of Ohio of McDonald's, Burger King's, and Wendy's in the state of Ohio. And that type of business is?
These are these predatory payday lenders. These are these bad guys who basically go out there, and if you borrow against your paycheck, you basically write them a blank check, and they can charge up to 400% interest, or whatever they decide to come up with.
Oh, we've seen it documented here in Oregon of 800%.
Oh, yeah. And they prey on people who are already in financial, you know, disarray. And Ohio has been hit so hard by the housing crisis and by the current economic downturn. And it's just very indicative of what's going on with the economy. These things sprung up there like evil little mushrooms.
Do you think that the Grameen Bank is going to open a branch here? The micro lending folks in Bangladesh who give $25
right.
loans to poor people?
Well, it really is. The average person who borrows $325 from one of these places ends up paying over $1,000 once the day is done.
That's the average?
That's the average.
Wow.
And
profitable business.
It's a very, they make a lot of money. And last year, they successfully said they really like to spring up around military bases and prey on these families who are left in economic hardship when their husbands or wives go overseas and to fight the war.
Right.
And, you know, Congress stepped in and said, okay, enough. We're putting a cap on the interest rate that these nasty places can charge people. And they did put a cap successfully last year at about 35%, which is still really high. But they're fighting. These companies are paying a lot of money to fight putting a cap on for average Americans.
More money for those lobbyists.
Exactly.
And finally, we are number 22. America's number 22.
We're number 22, according to Jane's Country Risk, in both prosperity and stability. Way to go, President Bush. Make us proud.
Amazing. Well, it's this 30 years of Reaganism. Welcome to the disaster of 30 years of Reaganism. Christy Harvey, Center for American Progress, AmericanProgress.org. Thank you so much, Christy.
Thanks, y'all.
Great talking with you. 45 minutes past the hour.
Tom Hartman, helping you win the water cooler wars. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Let your voice be heard.
300,000 service members have sought treatment at the Department of Veterans Affairs.
25,000 wounded in action that lost arms or lost legs.
40% diagnosed with mental health issues.
4,000 American soldiers have been killed.
300,000 is expected to rise to 700,000 troops.
What do you think? Call in at 866-303-2270. Speak up. We're listening.
And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
Did you know that GEICO can also help you with renter's insurance? I mean, look around at all the cool stuff you have. Sure, that big green sombrero you got on your vacation isn't exactly a family heirloom. And granted, you can probably do without that salad spinner, but everything else is pretty valuable. Call GEICO today to find out more about renter's insurance. Green sombreros notwithstanding, you've got a lot to protect.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Tax time is just around the corner. Is your business prepared? Hi, this is Carrie with Camel View Accounting Services. As a QuickBooks Pro Advisor, I can help you organize your business bookkeeping to take a complete package to your CPA. For a full list of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz or give us a call at 480-946-2484. That's 480-946-2484 or find us on the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com.
Your long-term financial objective may be to fund your children's college education or guarantee your own retirement security. Hi, I'm Donna Greathouse, a New York life insurance agent. Call me today at 480-840-2370. That's 480-840-2370. I can help determine which insurance and financial products can best help you meet your needs. The key to achieving your financial objectives with your business is advertising. When I was looking to grow my customer base, I called 1480KPHX. Their team helped design an effective advertising campaign that meets my needs and attracts new customers to my business.
This is Viva O'Neill with 1480KPHX. To move your business forward, call 602-257-1351 or log on to our website at 1480kphx.com and click on Advertise.
You don't have much time left to file your taxes. We know. You want to save money, so you'll just do it yourself or go to one of those national chain places that popped up next to your grocery store. Think you're saving money? Think again. Call Business Needs at 602-595-5210. For personal or business taxes, Business Needs is your local tax solution. Their tax professionals are there all year long serving Valley residents and businesses. So if you've just found the 1099 you earned for a side job, or did your taxes and realized your child or student entitles you to a tax credit, they're there 365 days a year to make sure you receive all that is owed back to you. This tax year and every tax year, Business Needs wants to earn you as a client for life. April 15th is just around the corner. Make your appointment today. Call Business Needs, your personal and business tax specialist. For all your needs, call Business Needs at 602-595-5210.
I'm the decider, and I decide what is best.
01-20-2009.
Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction.
01-20-2009. In less than a year, he loses the house, the plane, and the title.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended.
01-20-2009. The end of an error. Cross your fingers and keep it here on 1480 KPHX.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
When the paycheck just ain't stretching like it might have once before, 'cause the good jobs are all gone, left you in some big box store. Between food and rent and medicine, seems the suit's frayed a little bit more. When the boss cut that last corner, they walk out of those doors. When the truckers hauling sweatshop stuff won't stop there anymore. When the folks won't cross your pickets 'cause their boat's the same as yours. That is one big union.
Indeed. Welcome back. Hey, just a reminder to our listeners in Missoula, Montana in particular, we'll be doing the show live tomorrow from KMPT 930 in Missoula. And at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, Friday the 28th, I will be giving a talk on my new book, Cracking the Code, at the Holiday Inn Parkside at 200 South Patty in Missoula. It's free and open to the public. And we'll be signing copies of any of my books, actually. You know, bring the ones you have. There'll be a few for sale there. And our guests tomorrow will include Montana Governor Brian Schweitzer, Montana Senator John Tester, and, of course, Senator Bernie Sanders, our first hour brunch with Bernie. Ellen Ratner with the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com, a great website. And, by the way, you can check out the growing archive of information from our trip to South Sudan and Darfur over at talkradionews.com. Most of the information links off the upper left-hand corner of the website, as I recall, last time I was there a day or so ago. Ellen, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. We're actually going to be working this weekend to get a lot more up on that website.
Oh, great.
The president today gave a speech in Dayton, Ohio at the Air Force Museum, and he gives a very rosy picture. He says that we have broken the grip of al-Qaeda in the capital, meaning Baghdad. We weakened the influence of Iranian-backed militias. He said they systematically dismantled al-Qaeda in the one of the provinces, in particular the Anbar province, and he said that in Anbar they have gotten from 18 attacks per day to less than one a week. Then he talks about how business has increased and going on, all about how reconstruction, how the Iraqis are now paying for their own forces a lot more, and basically said that, yes, 4,000 Americans had died, but they did so with honor, and they did so because they loved freedom.
Now, Ellen, was he standing on the deck of an aircraft carrier when he said all this? I mean, there's an eerie echo here.
When he said all of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this sounds like mission accomplished all over again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. Exactly. No, just at the aircraft museum. He also has, it's interesting because the Pentagon, of course, has a very different view of it because they know that the surge is a big problem in terms of long term, and they're also having a lot more problems. But, of course, none of them are going to speak on record about that, although there are some whispers certainly at the Pentagon. And also today several Democrats put out some comments on the president's speech. Steny Hoyer, who is the House Majority Leader, has said that the reality is that rockets are continuing to rain down on the Green Zone. He said that Iraq's second largest city, Basra, has basically fallen into chaos, violence, and bloodshed, and that car and suicide bombs are continuing to kill scores of innocent Iraqi. And then he talked about our number of wounded. So Steny Hoyer is certainly responding to the president's speech.
Well, thank God somebody is. I mean, that is, like I said, it's mission accomplished all over again. I mean, they blew up the pipeline in Basra today.
Right.
Oil spiked at $107 a barrel. It's
exactly
incredible. What else is going on?
As you know, the president is going next week to NATO. There have been several discussions and briefing in Washington about NATO and whether Ukraine is going to join. The president is also going on to have a talk with Putin before he leaves office and before he becomes the prime minister. So the president will be traveling to Russia to discuss this, but Ukraine is certainly something that is top of their hit parade. Also, two competing economic speeches today, one of Obama that he gave in New York and one of Senator Clinton. She was in North Carolina talking about education, job training, and Pell Grants. And then they had dueling press conferences or press briefings on the phone today, both at exactly the same time, which was 1 o'clock Eastern. And she has accused him of, one, taking her ideas for the economy, not being very creative about it, not being a creative thinker. Then she said that Obama believes that voter participation in the democratic process is not in the best interest of America. And
what?
She said that the media was...
No, Hillary...
I'm sorry?
Hillary Clinton actually said that Barack Obama believes that voter participation is not in the best interest of...
Well, her Wolfson and Singer, her press people said that, yes.
Holy cow.
I know. And then she said, her Wolfson and Singer said, that the stepped up, that he, because he doesn't have much on the economy, it is true that he has used the same figure as she does about the $30 billion of stimulus, and she sort of, with other Democrats, came out with it.
Yeah, well, but sometimes then he said, reality is reality, too. You know?
Right. And then he said, that the two of them said that he, since he has nothing to offer really along that he has stepped up intense personal attacks on her, and the media was turning the blind eye. The other thing they said at the call is that tax returns, her tax returns will be out there in a week.
Wow. I you know, this kind of negative campaigning, I am just so concerned that this is going to harm her long term in any venue, in any regard. I mean, even as a senator, not to mention what it's doing to the party. Ellen Radner.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Talk Radio News, talkradionews.com. Ellen, thanks for dropping by.
Thank you.
Tomorrow we'll be live from KMPT, 9:30 in Missoula, Montana. And, of course, Bernie Sanders will be with us. Governor Brian Schweitzer, Senator John Tester. It's going to be a great time. And so come on back around. It's the Tom Hartman Radio Program. Don't forget, democracy begins with you. Activism begins with you. Get out there. Get active. Tag. You're it. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit TomHartmanRadio.com.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Hi, I'm Lee Strickman, enrolled agent, tax professional, and president of Accurately Done Financial Services, Inc. As a supporter of 1480, I have advertised on the station for 3 tax seasons. From my exposure on the station, my practice has grown considerably. The return on my investment has been over 150%. It gives me a good feeling to know that I can help the only liberal talk station in Arizona and still improve my bottom line. It is also great to have people use the services that my practice offers and have the ability to share the same ideologies. Give me a call at 623-561-6172.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480 KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480 KPHX.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Protests in the streets of Baghdad. Continued fighting between government forces and militants loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. And Iraq's prime minister vows to fight until the end.
I think what we are approaching now is the defining moment in the administration of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and perhaps a moment of truth for the United States as to how far along the Iraqis really are in being able to handle their own security affairs.
And that's the AP's Robert Reed in Baghdad. An American has been killed in an attack on Baghdad's Green Zone today. President Bush tells a U.S. audience today progress is being made.
Speaking here in Ohio, the president said not only has his surge cut violence overall, the security gains have led to other progress, from political reform in Baghdad to small things like provincial markets reopening and even neighborhood soccer matches.
It is a sign normalcy is returning back to Iraq.
Yet Bush told a military audience here the progress is reversible, which is why, as he decides whether to bring more troops home or wait till later in the year, he says he won't do anything that endangers success. Mark Smith with the president, Dayton, Ohio.
Two children have been found dead in a home in Louisville, Kentucky. Police were sent to check on them after an armed University of Louisville student was briefly involved in a hostage situation on campus. Developments in the case of a former Black Panther in Philadelphia whose death sentence has drawn international attention. The AP's Dick Lawyer has the latest.
The Federal Appeals Court in Philadelphia upheld his conviction for murdering a white police officer in 1981. But they refused to reinstate the death penalty. They said the instructions to the jury were flawed.
Mumia Abu-Jabal's writings and taped speeches on the justice system have made him a popular figure among radicals. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are out today with competing plans to tackle the country's economy. And on Wall Street at this hour, the Dow's down by about 40 points. This is AP Radio News. Several countries are considering whether to alter their plans for taking part in the opening ceremonies at the Beijing Olympics because of the crackdown in Tibet. Now Britain is clarifying its position.
Prime Minister Brown has said at a news conference with French President Sarkozy that Britain would not be boycotting the opening ceremony for the Olympics.